Go to am760.net today. Click on the blue list and find out how your company can help support Progressive Talk, AM760.
Jay Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rhodes. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk, KKZN, Fortin, Denver, Boulder, and on AM760.net.
North Korean nuke test.
It's a threat to the non-proliferation regime.
New E. coli concerns.
We're just playing it safe. Very, very safe.
Gas prices drop again.
It's been 75 cents falling for 8 weeks.
Good morning. I'm Nick Young with the CBS World News Roundup. Well, the North Koreans say they've made good on their vow. The announcement over official radio that the Pyongyang regime has carried out a nuclear test, sending shockwaves around the world. And while there's been widespread condemnation, Mike Mazar of the National War College says the North Koreans believe they've taken a critical security step.
They now think that they have inoculated themselves against American military action.
How strong was today's claimed test? CBS News correspondent David Martin.
The explosion registered about 4 on the Richter earthquake scale, and officials say that is low for a nuclear explosion and could have been caused by several hundred tons of TNT. However, the Associated Press is quoting Russia's defense minister as saying this was indeed a nuclear explosion on the scale of the bomb which destroyed Hiroshima at the end of World War II.
I'm Peter Mayer live at the White House. Even as the U.S. analyzes the North Korean action, the White House says the reported nuclear test would be viewed as provocative. Spokesman Tony Snow points to U.N. Security Council action. There's no talk of a military response, and analysts say there are few military options. The White House says it is closely monitoring the situation. It reaffirms a long-standing pledge to protect and defend U.S. allies in the region. Now to CBS News correspondent Barry Peterson in Tokyo for Asian Reaction.
The people who are in the firing line, the South Koreans and the Japanese, are obviously scared about this. They know that North Korea is unpredictable, and now they know that North Korea has some form of a nuclear weapon. The harshest reaction has come from a surprising source from China. China said that North Korea had ignored the widespread opposition of the international community and conducted a nuclear test brazenly. Surprising because China is normally on North Korea's side in this instance. Clearly not.
Well, this time it's lettuce. After an outbreak of E. coli tied to fresh spinach, the producer of one brand of leaf lettuce is recalling its product.
We're probably being overly cautious, but better safe than sorry.
Bob Nunez, whose Foxy brand lettuce is sold in 7 western states, says none of the lettuce itself has been contaminated, though there could have been a problem with irrigation water.
We did some testing of some water from a secondary water source, not one of our primary water sources, and we did find some generic E. coli.
Well, the Mark Foley Page email scandal continues dogging congressional Republicans, with one GOP representative confirming he confronted his former colleague about his conduct 6 years ago. Live in Washington and CBS News reporter Tom Foley.
Nick, it comes from the office of Arizona Republican Jim Colby after the Washington Post reported Colby was shown emails from Foley to a Page back in 2000. Emails described as making that Page feel uncomfortable. Colby apparently spoke to Foley about it back then, some 5 years before House GOP leaders say they learned of possibly improper Foley emails to congressional Pages. Nick?
Well, some Republicans have charged Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi had a hand in leaking the story, and that's drawn a sharp response from the California Democrat.
They're so pathetic. They're so unprofessional. They will not assume responsibility.
On the campaign trail this week, Republicans will try hard to change the subject to anything other than Mark Foley and his emails. But damage has been done. Polls show Republican candidates slipping in both House and Senate races. CBS News political analyst Dottie Lynch says concern seems especially high among religious conservatives, voters Republicans usually can count on.
They may not vote Democratic, but Republicans are just afraid they may not vote at all, and that might cost them elections in a lot of those Midwestern heartland places.
Some of the close races where control of Congress will be decided. Bob Fuss, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
Was it an accident or a deliberate act? Iraqi authorities are investigating an incident last night that left hundreds sick. CBS News reporter Phil Itner has the latest from Baghdad.
Reports are as many as 700 Iraqi policemen began to bleed from the ears and nose shortly after eating the traditional meal which breaks the daily Ramadan fast. Although it is being denied by some officials, there are also reports that as many as 11 died. Ambulances rushed the ill to hospitals for monitoring.
In one of a series of attacks today, the brother of Iraq's Sunni vice president has been assassinated in his Baghdad home. The UN Security Council today is expected to okay the nomination of South Korean Foreign Minister Ban Ki-moon to become the new Secretary General. Kofi Annan leaves his post at the end of the year. It's 5 minutes past the hour.
Call the mortgage store today at 303-423-7171.
Good morning, I'm Corey Lopez with an AM 760 local news update. Upwards of 4,000 people participated in the Columbine to Canyon fundraiser over the weekend. The money raised goes to the I Love You Guys Fund. 65,000 people in pink walking for the cure, actually racing for a breast cancer cure. Once again, Denver, the largest Susan G. Komen Race for the Cure event in the country. They edged out St. Louis this year. A birthed teen killed north of Fort Collins over the weekend was the same teen convicted in a double fatal crash a year ago. 18-year-old Benjamin Moden killed in a rollover early yesterday morning.
The vehicle had lost control and rolled. Two young males were ejected. They weren't wearing their seatbelts. They were transported to Coulee Valley Hospital in Fort Collins, where one was pronounced dead.
State Patrol Master Trooper Ron Watkins says alcohol appears to be involved. Moden convicted and put on parole for the death of two teens in Berthoud in May of 2005 after he ran a stop sign. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Corey Lopez. Now Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Good morning. Looks like it's going to be a messy morning for sure as you head out due to the hazardous driving conditions. We definitely have some fog, wet roads, drizzle around the metro. Thankfully, no leftover overnight restrictions anywhere, but traffic going to be a bit slower on our freeways. We do have one mishap off the highway at East Arapahoe and Buckley. In western Colorado, an early morning crash has closed eastbound I-70 west of Grand Junction. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes.
Do you know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right. The secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read one. Hi, I'm Steve Glick, CEO of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret, developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your whole family. Kids do better in school, teens can actually score higher on their college entrance exams, and busy adults can gain that ever-important edge at work. This free demo is only available for a limited time. Call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family.
Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-398-4022. That's 1-800-398-4022. 1-800-398-4022.
Quality, value, design, innovation, customer satisfaction, strength. At Engel Homes, it's simply better. At Engel Homes, they understand that purchasing a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. That's why they make it their mission to make this experience the best it can be. From condominiums to townhomes to gorgeous single-family homes, Engel Homes has something perfect for you. Consider McKay Landing, Broomfield's community of choice. Nestled between McKay Lake and a golf course, McKay Landing offers a 16-acre central park area, including a rec center with a swimming pool, playing fields, top lot and city park, daycare center, and elementary school. With townhome-style living from the upper 100s, single-family homes from the low 300s, and estate homes from the mid 400s, McKay Landing has something for everyone. Visit one of McKay Landing's 10 decorated models today. Would you like to find out more about Engel Homes? Pull up the media player and click on the banner, or visit EngelHomesColorado.com to find out more about McKay Landing. That's EngelHomesColorado.com.
We're talking with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away?
Yeah, it's called The Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare. But you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And the kit is free.
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right out.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Well, okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-550-7870. Again, that's 1-800-550-7870. 1-800-550-7870.
I'm Mike Shanahan of the Denver Broncos.
Some things I keep secret, like the running back rotation. Other things I share. For mortgages, go see my friends in American Financing.
Thanks, Coach. This is Damian Maldonado, founder of American Financing. We're locally owned and operated. We have no commission loan officers, so our only job is to get you the best loan possible.
Damian, tell us about the Magic Mortgage.
The Magic Mortgage lets you select the payment that's best for your budget. You can choose a regular payment, interest only, or convert it to a 15-year loan without requalifying. You can change your monthly payment any month or every month. Whether you need a refi or a new home loan, we have the widest range of products.
So you make the call. Tell them Mike Shanahan sent you, and your appraisal's free. Make the right move. Call my team of experts at American Financing.
We're redefining how home mortgages are done. Call us now at 303-695-7000. That's 695-7000. Or on the net at AmericanFinancing.net.
Have you ever had a diet fail because you were hungry all the time?
If you have, don't worry. It's not your fault. It's almost impossible to lose weight if you're always hungry. Hi, I'm Scott Johnson.
And I'm Steve Bostick. We're the creators of Right Size Smoothies. The secret is a cutting-edge appetite manager called Appamine.
It's in the smoothie. You drink the smoothie, it knocks out your appetite, it helps you burn more calories than you take in safely and without being hungry.
And that's what leads to weight loss. I just talked to someone who ordered Right Size. Her name is Ann, and she's already lost 17 pounds.
Because it's such a great product, we're going to do something crazy here. We're going to let you try Right Size Smoothies free for 2 full weeks.
Just call within the next 15 minutes and our operators are going to tell you how you can try our smoothies free. See how it works for you, and either you lose the weight or you'll never pay for them.
Call within the next 15 minutes for your free trial of Right Size Smoothies. 1-800-644-1454. That's 1-800-644-1454. 1-800-644-1454.
Sir, what would you do without glass?
Well, I'd be picking a lot more bugs out of my teeth.
And you, ma'am?
I'd be able to walk around naked all day. Woo!
What do you like most about glass?
I like how, you can see through it.
And you?
I like how it holds beer.
But, as everyone knows, glass breaks. And when it does, call Shock Glass at 720-266-4914. They're the insurance specialist and will handle all the paperwork for you, home, auto, or commercial. When glass breaks, think Shock Glass at 720-266-4914.
What you said to get us in trouble.
What, I hate winter?
No, you didn't use that. You used the F-bomb word and then said winter. But I...
All right, well, I was trying to put it in radio terms.
Yeah, I agree 100%. All right, bummer. But you know what? We'll get through the day. So no spanking whitey, no golfing today, and you might as well just go to work. Be careful on your way. We'll have complete traffic for you. Also, we're still looking, and the deadline has been extended. We're still looking for the next Progressive Radio Talk Superstar. So go to am760.net for complete rules. And if you think you can do a better job than I can, and a lot of you do, who knows? Maybe you can. But you won't find out unless you enter. So go to am760.net. And get your entry in. You can also instant message me at, you can IM me at am760.net. Saw The Departed over the weekend with Jack Nicholson and Leonardo DiCaprio, Mark Wahlberg, and a whole host of others. Alex Baldwin was in that movie. Great film. Absolutely great film. No wonder it came in number one at the box office this week. If you haven't seen it, ditch work today and go watch it. It's a great film. I'm tempted to go see it again. It was so good. Oh, and Matt Damon's in it, too. I left Matt Damon out. It's really a great film. Good soundtrack, too, which I would love to buy, but I went to Barnes & Noble to look for the soundtrack, and no soundtrack. So I wonder if there's a soundtrack to The Departed out yet or not. Great choice of music, though, whoever put it together. Wonderful film. Go see it. Really a good, good movie. And the movies that are coming out, supposedly now, fall into winter, are going to be even better. That's what they say. They said there's going to be a lot of great films that are out. The other film I want to see is The King of Scotland. Has anybody heard about that film? That's the one where, I can't think of his name. He's an African-American actor. Oh, his name slipped my mind. But anyway, he plays Idi Amin. And it's supposed to be excellent. It's supposed to be excellent. And they're talking Academy Award nominations for it. So I can't wait to see that. Okay, 303-713-7600. Big breaking news this morning. North Korea has conducted a successful nuclear test. I don't know if you want to talk about this or not. I don't know that if early on a winter Monday morning that this interests you or you want to get into it, but I felt like we couldn't ignore it. I felt like we couldn't just turn our backs on it and not talk about it, because it does complicate things, and it complicates things in that part of the world, and the United States doesn't have much of a response to what's going on. We don't have any military options. We can't attack them. What can we do? Sanctions, basically, is about it. That's about all we can do. Now, the most surprising response and the strongest response has come from the Chinese, who usually are on North Korea's side. But they said, and they're also, by the way, North Korea's main source for food, they expressed their resolute opposition to the reported test and urged North Korea to return to the six-party nuclear disarmament talks. It said the North defied the universal opposition of international society and flagrantly conducted the nuclear test. The White House has said that the test defied world opinion. And Tony Snow said a North Korean nuclear test would constitute a provocative act in defiance of the will of the international community and our call to refrain from actions that would aggravate tensions in Northeast Asia. Now, Russia, which borders North Korea, has urged Pyongyang not to conduct a nuclear test, but they went ahead and did it anyway. So, what does the Bush administration do now? What do we do about it? And somebody sent me an early morning email that said, don't sound alarm bells over North Korea's nuclear test because they don't have the delivery capability to reach the United States. And they pose no imminent immediate threat to us, but they do to the Japanese, which in turn, and the South Koreans, which in turn does pose a threat to us because we're committed to defending our allies. I find it really ironic that we're sitting here on October the 9th and North Korea has exploded a nuclear weapon. Iran is developing a nuclear weapon. Iraq had no nuclear weapons, and we went to Iraq. So, what does the Bush administration do? And do you think the GOP can somehow gain some kind of traction over this? I don't know how they could, because the United States, basically, without going to the UN, has nowhere to go. And how about guys like John Bolton? And how about the neocons? How about this administration, which has trashed and ignored the UN in the past, now has to try to go to the world body and get some kind of help? Because we can't turn this around with a rifle barrel. I mean, certainly there's nobody out there with any degree of common sense that would advocate that we go after North Korea militarily. That would touch off a huge, huge explosion militarily in the Korean Peninsula. So I'm bringing the topic up. I'm entertaining all answers here because I don't think it's something we can ignore. Yet, I wonder how much you think it affects you sitting here in the state of Colorado and along the Front Range when this is happening thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of miles away. And maybe we would be a little bit more threatened if we were sitting in Seattle, for instance, or Hawaii. But I don't know how much you think this affects you. 303-713-7600, four lines open. As we sit here and glow in the dark here on AM 760.
Now there's a great way to purchase the best built spa in Colorado. Wind River is factory direct, locally manufactured in the great state of Colorado. There's no middleman, no commission salesperson, no freight or warehousing expenses. And those savings are passed on to you. Download a free 64-page hot tub buyer's guide online at windriverspas.com and let them show you what to look for in a spa. The advice is free from the experts at Wind River Spas.
Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how to get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Call 303-713-8318. 303-713-8318.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable.
Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Online advertising spending is expected to grow drastically in 2006 as more companies realize that internet advertising can be effective and affordable. Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how you can get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Give us a call and find out if internet advertising can make your business money. Call 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
And insurance companies for real people like you and me every single day. He's a good guy. He's a trial lawyer, and he's proud of it. Mike Turner is a progressive lawyer who will fight for you. The law offices of Mike Turner, you can reach him at 303-300-1661 or on the web at MikeTurnerLaw.com.
I'm Bob Kirkpatrick of Kirkpatrick Remodeling and Home Projects. I've been in the window and remodeling industry for over 35 years. I pride myself on quality work done in a timely manner, no matter how big or small your project. From making your home more accessible for a physically challenged relative to something as small as adding a doggy door for your pet, Kirkpatrick Remodeling and Home Projects is here for you. Call me anytime at 720-529-5442 or look at my work and a list of references online at KirkpatrickWindowsDenver.com.
I hadn't been down to 29th Street yet, but I got a craving for the California Pizza Kitchen. Nothing tastes better than
the perfect pair of running shoes. I found them at Puma. They're so comfortable, I feel like I could run all the way to the
dressing room at Ann Taylor Loft. The cashmere sweater I tried on fit me like a
new tent. Barely weighs 2 pounds. Montbel has everything you need to explore
Boulder's new open-air shopping district, 29th Street. Retail, dining, and entertainment are now in the neighborhood. Discover it for yourself.
Shh. We have a coming-out secret. A new show is coming to AM 760 weekends. For now, we're keeping it quiet, but beginning October 15th, tune in and get ready for something loud on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
This is Randy Rhodes, and I'm coming up this afternoon, and right now you got Jay Marvin right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
The position of the United States in this whole affair now has been increased because the South Koreans can no longer blame this on us. The Chinese can no longer demur. The Russians are going to have to join the team. And now is an opportunity for the United States to use diplomacy and its military might to begin to isolate and in many ways intimidate North Korea to back off from its nuclear ambition.
Good morning, 622, 22 minutes after 6. That's Major General Bob Scales. My name is Jay Marvin, if you're just joining us. Just getting up this morning. North Korea has detonated a successful nuclear bomb. They did it underground. And the question here is, what should the United States and the world do about the situation? Because we have no military options here. And we're going to have to use something that this administration doesn't seem to be very good at, which is diplomacy. Now, maybe you think the administration is pretty good at it. And a lot of people argue that the administration, a lot of people argue that you can't talk to people like North Korea, that you can't talk to people like Iran, that you can't talk to people like Syria. I've been beating the drum on this show forever and a day here about the fact that I think that it's better that you talk then you not talk. North Korea wants our attention. North Korea wants us to talk to them directly. We don't want to do that. We want to get into the six-party talks with North Korea. China wants North Korea to return to the six-party talks. I also asked the question before the break about how affected you are over this, and the news media is all over this morning. For those of us who get up very, very early in the morning, like myself, CNN had broken into special programming at, must have been like 3:30 this morning, somewhere around in that area, maybe even sooner, I don't know, but I saw it between 3:30 and 4, and MSNBC had it, and they were talking about it. But CNN was concentrating mostly on North Korea. I mean, as a matter of fact, they were running CNN International to cover for the fact that they basically had nobody domestically there at that time in the morning, and they were focused totally and completely on the North Korean question. I wonder how much this scares you, if you're scared at all by it, or if you feel affected by it. And also, the other question is, what should the administration do, since we don't have any choice but diplomacy, because we can't use military option. There's no way. First of all, North Korea has a huge army. Second of all, it would cause a total and complete blow-up on the Korean Peninsula. So this administration is going to have to do something that this administration basically doesn't like to do, which is they're going to have to use diplomacy to try to get the North Koreans to stop. Now the North Koreans feel great because they got a nuclear weapon. They think, in their paranoid minds, that we were out to get them, and that the Bush administration was going to attack them. Now, you and I both know that that's probably never going to happen. However, given this administration's preemptive strike doctrine, which doesn't seem to get discussed much in the media anymore, and the fact that we went into Iraq on a preemptive strike, if you're sitting in Pyongyang, North Korea, what are you going to think? You're going to try to get as much security as you possibly can get. And as I said before, the ironic thing about all of this is, that the countries that pose a nuclear threat, not only to our allies, but also to us, because the North Koreans, the day will come when the North Koreans will have the delivery capability to reach the west coast of the United States. The threat that these countries pose, North Korea and Iran, we're sitting in Iraq, which posed no threat whatsoever. So you can make the case we went to the wrong country, which obviously we did. But what are we going to do about North Korea? We have 140,000 troops bogged down in Iraq. We've got about 23,000, I believe, in South Korea. We could blockade North Korea, maybe. We can persuade China, we can persuade Russia and other countries to get into the game and isolate the regime further. One of the things the regime needs is, the regime needs cash. They need money. Why do they need money? No, not to feed their people, but to keep the elites in the government and the military happy. And you choke off that supply of money, and that hurts them even further, makes it even rougher. But you're going to have to use diplomacy to get that done. You're going to have to get cooperation from other countries to make that happen. And we have, this administration and this country has had a go-it-alone type approach now for the last 6 years, that either you're with us or against us, and that if you don't agree with us, well, then we're just going to do what we have to do, and we're going to teach the rest of the world a lesson. To me, the thing to do is to sit down and talk to them. And I don't know why we didn't talk to them from the very beginning. All right, correct. Their government is unstable. Their government is crazy. They're paranoid. Kim Jong-il is a goof. There's no question about it. He's a weird guy. But what choice do you have? And here's the other thing. And I made this point when I was talking about Iran here a couple of weeks ago, when I was talking about Syria a couple of weeks ago, that if you don't sit down and if you don't talk to people, how do you know what they really, really want? How do you have any idea what it is that they really, really, really want to get out of you? You don't know, because you have to take it from a second party that has to sit down. Instead of sitting across the table one-on-one and saying, all right, what is it you really want? Now, under Bill Clinton, we gave them fuel oil in exchange for them not pursuing a nuclear program. And it worked. Under this administration, we haven't done anything, really. So, what choice do we have? Because we can't go after them militarily. And then the other question. At 6:29 on October the 9th, How affected do you feel by this? Or is this a situation, is this a case where, yeah, you have a little bit of concern, yeah, you're going to see it in the news all day, yeah, people are going to talk about it, but it's not that big of a deal to you. And maybe if we were sitting in Seattle or Los Angeles or we were sitting in Hawaii, maybe that would be, maybe this would be a bigger topic. But it's one of these things where it's a big enough news item that on a Monday morning, I just can't ignore it. We have to talk about it. And I just want to see where you stand. I got three lines open at 303-713-7600. And we'll take your calls coming up here. Get off your half moons and let's hear from you on this dark, kind of cold, drizzly Monday morning. By the way, Forrest Whitaker was the actor I was trying to name in The King of Scotland. Thank you, John Turk, for looking that up. Oh, a listener IM'd us over that? Okay, yeah, I couldn't think of Forrest Whitaker's name for some reason. Anyway, he's the guy that's in The King of Scotland. I can't wait to see that film, too. I definitely want to go out and see that. All right, we'll get some traffic, and then we'll talk about North Korea and the nuclear threat coming up. I got three lines open at 303-713-7600. So, Gina, are you concerned about the fact that North Korea has set off a nuclear bomb?
Well, I think it's alarming, but I'm not overly concerned.
Yeah, so maybe most people feel that way. I mean, maybe most people just feel like, okay, yeah, it's a point of contention and it's concern, but how does it affect me directly? In other words, how's it going to affect me if I'm sitting on I-25 right now?
Well, I don't think it's going to. We do have slower conditions now, obviously, due to the drizzle and the wet highways. Some poor visibility. You're going to have to be really careful because of the fog. Take it easy. No major wreck hotspots around the city. You're still up to speed on I-25 coming up from the tech center. It's about a 10-minute drive to downtown. No problems right at the downtown area. Weather today, cloudy with light rain. Rain, snow mix later in the day, 42 degrees, currently 38. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
The same AAA that tows your car can insure your car. AAA Insurance. For auto, home, and life, call 1-800-JOIN-AAA.
Okay, for all you people who wear glasses, open your eyes. Your glasses aren't doing jack to improve your natural eyesight. Not one thing. Oh, don't get me wrong. You may be able to see better when you put them on, but glasses are nothing more than a crutch. A momentary patch job on a problem that may actually be improved by you. And I'm not talking about LASIK or some other surgery with people poking around your eyeballs. No, I'm talking about a simple system from Vision Improvement Technology that you can do on your own that just may strengthen your natural eyesight and help you start seeing more clearly. The award-winning doctors who created it believe it can totally eliminate or reduce your dependence on glasses or contacts once and for all. This is for real. It's a real system created by real doctors. But don't take our word for it. Let us send you a free video to see this program firsthand for yourself. A free video just for calling. Call 1-800-220-1174. That's 1-800-220-1174. 1-800-220-1174.
Is gearing up. Look at the forecast. Great sleeping weather, isn't it? Isn't it great sleeping weather? Unless you got a bad bed and then a bad mattress and then, well, the sleeping weather's not so hot. You know something? You ought to check out the Sleep Number bed by Select Comfort. The Sleep Number bed is unique. You can personalize your sleep every single night. Simply set your sleep number and your mattress will be as firm and as soft as your body needs to get more deep, restorative sleep. Man, I had all kinds of weird nightmares last night. Visit a Select Comfort store today to find out your sleep number, to see what a difference this personalized comfort can make in your sleep. Mine's between 75 and 80. But when I say I had weird nightmares, I was in REM sleep, obviously. And it's because Mary and I have a Select Comfort bed, and you hit that thing, man, you're gone. You're out. And this month you can join Select Comfort as they commemorate 5 years as the official bed provider of the Ronald McDonald House Charities. With over 4,000 beds and over 7,800 pillows donated to Ronald McDonald Houses across North America, Select Comfort is helping families sleep a little bit better during this stressful time. And now you can help because a portion of all the proceeds from the beds, pillows, and sheets and everything sold in October will go to the Ronald McDonald House. Plus, Select Comfort has partnered with celebrities from TV, movies, music, and sports to support the Ronald McDonald House. You can even register to win an autographed signature bed simply by finding your sleep number at a Select Comfort store. For a limited time, it's even easier to start sleeping better and help a great charity, because now through October the 9th, which is today, so today is the day you got to take advantage of this, Select Comfort is offering no interest and no payments until 2008 on select bed sets. See the Select Comfort store nearest you for complete details. And we have got Select Comfort stores located in 9 major malls, including Southwest Plaza, Flatiron Crossing, Foothills Mall, and Colorado Mills and Belmar Mall.
Marilyn Musgrave's campaign is built on two words, lying and hypocrisy. This is Representative Angie Piccioni. Marilyn lies and lies about my record. Marilyn, shame on you. You ought to be ashamed of yourself. You and your campaign know good and well I have paid back every single dime of my Colorado student loan. Every single dime. Marilyn, you are talking about a grocery bill and a Pizza Hut order while you ring up the biggest deficit in U.S. history. You help big oil companies ring up record profits while we pay record prices at the pump. No wonder Marilyn Musgrave was named one of the 13 most corrupt members of Congress. Shame on you. Marilyn, that's why we can't believe anything you say. You keep on lying about my record. I'll keep telling the truth about yours.
I'm Angie Piccioni, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message. Paid for and authorized by Angie Piccioni for Congress.
Randy Rhodes, today at 4.
Right now, Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
What we need to do now is quickly convene the UN Security Council and also authorize a multilateral action on the Proliferation Security Initiative, allowing UN member states to search all North Korean ships, aircrafts, or cargo suspected of carrying nuclear material that will lock down this runaway program as quickly as possible.
6:35, 25 minutes away from 7 o'clock. Good morning. Jay Marvin with you. High today, 39, rain turning to snow. That's Representative Mark Kirk from the Chicago, Illinois area. I once got into a verbal tiff with him. That's him talking about the North Korean test, which I find ironic because here's the GOP now talking about, well, we have to go to our allies. And I don't want to be unfairly GOP bashing here, but these are the same guys who when it came to Iraq, it's the old Europe. And We'll go it alone, and the coalition of the willing, which were like Nicaragua and Poland and, you know, major allies didn't go with us except for Britain. And now all of a sudden it's like, let's run to the UN, and let's get help. Let's run to our allies and get help. All right, two questions here. One, what's the U.S. going to do now? What's our options? Because you know they're not military. And two, how affected by this do you actually feel this morning? And I'm also tempted to really ask whether you think the GOP could get some kind of traction out of scaring you with this. 303-713-7600, three lines open. Let's go to Kevin, who's been hanging on. Kevin, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. Great to hear you again. I needed my Jay fix for the week.
Appreciate it.
When you're off on the weekend, we miss you. But anyway, talk about this North Korea. How do I feel affected by it? Well, I feel a little bit afraid because I know I've got somebody unstable in Washington running this country that I can't trust what he's going to say. He flip-flops. One minute he wants to go alone, like you were saying earlier, and the next minute he loves the UN. He can't get enough of them. And then we've got an idiot in the UN that's appointed by him, John Bolton, that I don't trust either. So trying to get a consensus of other countries that will come to our aid now when we need them is going to be a hard thing to come by. The other part of it is that how does it affect my daily life? Well, I would think that gas would be going up right now, Jay, and I'm watching gas go down. Any other time they would use this for excuse to jack it up 10 cents over the weekend. And it isn't amazing that I heard a talk show this weekend. It's 2:07 in the Pittsburgh area where they need to get Santorum reelected. So it's just amazing how they manipulate the economy and everything else for their means. But I tell you, I'm more afraid of what the stable government we have in Washington with this flip-flopper Bush that he wants to go it alone, and then he wants six countries to talk to North Korea, and they invited us to do unilateral talks with them. And where's Condi? What, was she out shopping for shoes?
No, we don't want to do. That's the thing. We don't want to do unilateral. We don't want to sit down with them one on one, which I maintain is a huge mistake.
That's a huge mistake.
But they would tell you. Here's what they would tell you. They would tell you that you can't. That we shouldn't give them the recognition. That's number one. And number two, there's a prevailing feeling among a lot of people on the right that you can't bargain with people like the North Korean government, but we don't have any military options, so I don't understand what they think they're going to accomplish by inserting other parties into the discussion. Not that South Korea doesn't have a stake, not that Japan doesn't have a stake, not that China doesn't have a stake in this, not that Australia doesn't have a stake in it, not that anybody in the area shouldn't be involved. Yeah, they should be involved, but what's wrong with side talks between us and Pyongyang, unless people out there, and particularly people listening this morning, who want to weigh in on this, unless they just absolutely think it's useless and they object to it?
Well, the two things that prove that this administration doesn't know what it's doing, Clinton did negotiate with them. He did have them stabilized. The two things they need are food and fuel, and that's a lot cheaper than a war, even though Bush was talking that it was a stupid thing to do. And you watch, he's going to turn around and follow just exactly what Clinton did, because he said, we do not have the military capability. We're so overstretched in Iraq, and we're not doing the correct job that we should do in Afghanistan, finding bin Laden, so we have no other choice. He's going to have to negotiate, and are there people that are hard to negotiate with? Sure, but that doesn't mean that you can't. I mean, Clinton proved that you can. Anyone can be negotiated with if you sit down and listen to their concerns, and I can understand why other countries are upset with us because of what we did in Iraq. You know, we had no right to go into that country. They had nothing to do with 9/11.
Well, I agree. I think we should sit down and talk to him one-on-one. Kevin, thank you, man. Have a good day.
Take care, John.
All right.
Or, Jay, take care, buddy.
You got it. Stay dry. Stay warm. One line open at 303-713-7600. James, in Denver. James, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm a practicing Buddhist, and it's my experience that not everything can be negotiated with. It's sometimes, using my discriminative intelligence, I have to understand that I just simply have to say no, and I have to take whatever action is appropriate in order to make clear that no means no, and there is a absolute line. It's like a male bully in the playground, or any guy for that matter who is out of control. I need. Which I have been in my past, people should have said no to me, and now it's important for me to say no and to draw that line very clearly. And sometimes any negotiation is, fruitless. No means no. And whatever action is, needed to make that clear is, necessary, or that person who is the, bully will take advantage of me and others, and it is not being of service to anybody to allow that bully just to run unchecked. Doesn't
well,
make any
you,
sense.
You don't think that we could sit down
sometime?
Let me finish. We could sit down and talk to them without giving them anything. In other words, sitting across the table with them with no promises, offering nothing. Saying, we just want to hear what you have to say. You think that that would be wrong? And if you think that's wrong...
I'm not saying, I'm obviously very much of a, liberal guy. But the one problem that I have with, liberals is that they are too angelic in their, overall view of the, world.
I don't think it's being angelic. I think that when you get into, in your business life, You must have gone through this.
But we're not talking about business.
Can I just finish a second?
Yeah.
Thanks. There's such a thing as hard negotiations. There's such a thing as not giving up anything. There's such a thing as being hard-nosed. There's such a thing as sitting down across from somebody and saying, no, 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 no. This is within reason. This is not within reason. If that's not a good idea, if you reject that idea, which obviously you do, then, if I put you in the driver's seat, what would your alternative be?
Well, I'll just tell you, just speaking for myself, what I do in my business or in my personal life is that I I get to that quiet place, and I figure out where I stand on anything, whether it's business, a contract, or whatever. I find out where I stand, and then I simply stand there.
All right, but that's not what I ask you. What I ask you is, since you think talking to them directly is a bad idea, what would be the option, what would be the card you would play at this particular stage?
I think that we should find out where we stand, go and talk to
them. We know where we stand. We're against what they're doing. So,
we tell them.
So, well, all right, so then you want to talk to them directly, right?
Well, yeah, we have to talk to them in order to tell them where we stand and take a very firm, draw the line.
Well, nobody's,
this is
no,
where
nobody's,
we stand.
But nobody's saying that we're not in favor of drawing the line, but you have to, in discussing with somebody, you've got to be willing in some degree to try to negotiate to get what you want, because if you don't, then there's no need to talk. And if you don't want to negotiate and you don't want to trade anything and you don't want to enter into any agreements, then I go back to my original question to you, which is, what options do you play? Do you threaten them militarily when they know damn well that you can't do anything about it, that you cannot get into a military confrontation with them? What do you do?
Well,
do you block? Do you threaten them with sanctions and do you blockade their harbor? And if you do that, you got to have help from the rest of the world. And we've flipped the rest of the world the bird here in the last 6 years.
Well, I don't know. I agree pretty much with what you've said, except that it's my recollection that the Republicans went to the UN and they went to the Europeans, but no one wanted to participate. I'm not saying...
No, they went to the UN and they went to the Europeans, but this was after we had done such things as Donald Rumsfeld saying about the old Europe and about freedom fries and about alienating our long-standing allies. And by the way, let me put a PS on this. When you talk about liberals and you consider yourself to be a pretty liberal guy, one of the things that never flies is framing it in a GOP talking point about us being angelic. Nobody is talking about being angelic. What we're talking about is a way to try to get out of this without having to blow up the entire Korea.
How secure is your computer network? Computer security breaches are an ever-increasing risk to your business. Illegal downloading of confidential information, unauthorized installation of software, even theft. ABBA Technologies offers solutions from HP, Ardense, and ClearCube. Let ABBA Technologies assess your network today. Call them toll-free at 888-642-6309 or visit abbatech.com. That's ABBATech.com. ABBA Technologies, your trusted advisor for all your IT needs.
Snow mix later in the day, 42 degrees, currently 39. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
FedEx Kinko's has great savings for you this month. Right now, get 20% off all signs, posters, and banners at FedEx.
Do you know the secrets to making money on the Internet and with online auctions? People are making so much cash on the Internet, including the Internet's largest marketplace, eBay, that they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you, with a CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions, which is yours absolutely free of charge by calling right now 1-800-226-9008. Hurry, there's only a limited number of these free CDs available. 1-800-226-9008. This free CD is brought to you by Internet Speedway, a group of professionals who've made fortunes with the Internet and sites like eBay. Now, for the first time, they're sharing their tips with the general public. With this free CD, you'll learn how you can sell products on the Internet that you'll never have to see, store, or even pay for. Learn the simple strategies to online auctions from the professionals. Request your free CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions while supplies last. Just call 1-800-226-9008. The sooner you call, the sooner you'll know the secrets to true Internet wealth. That's 1-800-226-9008.
It's actually...
He's ready.
Right.
Lucky for him, his business runs on the right kind of software. Microsoft software.
True. It's good stuff.
When a top job rears its ugly head, Stuart and his software are ready.
Well, the thing about Microsoft is it's easy to use, and it works with all the other apps in our system.
Holy interoperability.
So I can get data from any of our servers. I've been able to pinpoint some efficiencies, and our operating costs are down significantly.
Spoken like a business success-seeking software-powered super-secret weapon.
Look, I really just prefer Stuart.
Hmm.
right software.
All your people can be business success-seeking super-secret weapons. Find out how at Microsoft.com/people-ready. Microsoft, software for the people-ready business.
This is Ed Schultz. Keep it locked on to my buddy Jay Marvin, and then stick around for me from 1 to 4 p.m. right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Hey, we got Ed coming up after 8 o'clock with our Monday morning ticket 8. We'll see what he says about this North Korean situation. 6:49, 11 minutes in front of 7. High today, 39, rain. Some of that could change to snow. And coming up after 7 o'clock, we'll talk to Bill Winter. He is the congressional candidate for CD6, and we'll talk to him about the event he's got coming up today with Senator Russell Feingold, plus his attempts to debate Mad Tommy Tancredo. So we'll talk about that coming up. All right, we're talking about North Korea and their nuclear tests. Let's go back to the phones, and we go to Dave in Littleton. Dave, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. How you doing?
Just fine. How about you?
I'm okay. I'm a little angry, I think. You were kind of looking for a pulse, I think. And I'm angry, first of all, because I think that this has created a geopolitical instability in on our planet today. I mean, you can't deny the fact that, you know, he has stirred a couple of hornet's nests. And he doesn't seem to have, I wouldn't call it fearless, it's stupidity, I guess is the best way to put it. And he just thumbs his nose at people. I mean, our country does that, and he is representing that. That's my first emotion. Second, I think, yeah, I hope it gets solved, but if it doesn't, I hope that this is a wake-up call for Congress to do its job, to do the oversight, to put the pressure to, you know, Bush to start acting like a responsible global politician. And that, I think it's really important that, you know, we start acting, you know, with the stature that we should be acting with. You know, our approach to things is, you know, we need to have, you know, I think your previous caller was kind of like, you have to have a fixed message. I think you need to have a, you know, but it's got to be, it's not angelic. I think you have to have, we're the good guys, and you need to come across that way, not, you know, we're the cowboy and we're going to shoot you, you know, mentality.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't think you got to have, and I think that's what, you know, he made a cause this to happen, but I think he has allowed it, and I think he has given people excuses for him to act like this.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm hoping.
I agree with you 100%. Cowboy diplomacy, and it's bring them on,
exactly.
And we're going to get you, is not going to cut it with these people.
Oh no. They're lunatics. I mean, they're lunatics with fingers on triggers of nuclear weapons or potential. And you go and challenge these guys. These aren't responsible politicians in their own right. And I hate to say this, and I try to have respect for the government and the office of the president, but, you know, Bush is probably about their level mentality at times. I just see that sometimes, just that irresponsible, irrational mentality. You hate to say that about an American president, but, you know.
Well, he's operating off of enormous ego and arrogance and feeling of American power, and the North Koreans are acting out of extreme, irrational paranoia.
Absolutely.
It's like they need some kind of lithium, or they need some kind of medication in the government's water supply to get them to calm down and to realize that we're not going to attack them, no matter how much they think we are, because it's like they're in some kind of weird psychosis.
Yeah.
And they believe, I really believe this, I believe that they believe that if you sat down with them, if you and I went over there, okay, and sat down and just said, hey, we're two Americans, and we want to talk to you, and what do you think? I bet you the average North Korean would tell you, of course, they couldn't tell you the truth because they'd get shot if they did. But I think that in their hearts, I think they believe, and I think the leadership believes, that we're going to come get them.
Right. And we give them that out. I have an excuse for my insanity.
Yeah.
And that's kind of my point. I'm angry about that more than anything else. I just want to throw that out there, Jay. You seem to want to get a pulse of people. And just that adds a little more to your spectrum there.
Thanks, Dave.
All right, Jay. Take care.
Great call. Thanks. I think Dave's right. I think that angers me the most. How do you diffuse these people's paranoia? Let's go to Peggy in Aurora. Peggy, hi, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
How are you today?
I'm doing good. How about you?
I'm doing well. Listen, I'm almost at work, so I have to go fast.
Okay.
But I think Bush's arrogance is as stupid as Kim Il-jong's. I think that Bush doesn't understand. Honestly, I believe Bush does not understand how stupid he is. And do you remember the Janis Joplin song, Freedom's Just Another Word for Nothing Left to Lose?
Oh, yeah, right. Kris Kristofferson wrote it, sure.
Yeah. The Koreans have nothing left to lose. They're a starving nation. They don't have the ability to feed themselves, provide themselves with energy, or to do anything. And Kim Il-jong is just as arrogant as Bush is. We need to sit down with some rational heads and talk with these people and give them something that's worth losing so that they will have something they want to hang on to.
You think the North Korean government is arrogant, or do you think that they're paranoid and insane?
I don't know Kim Il-jong enough to be able to say whether he's sane or not. Sane's a legal term. And I don't have enough evidence to make a decision one way or another, but he is paranoid, and I believe he is arrogant with the way he struts around.
See, I believe he's paranoid. I believe that not only he's paranoid, but the people around him are paranoid. And
I agree with that.
As the last caller indicated, and I think he's right, in a lot of ways, we've given him reason to be paranoid by being with his whole preemptive strike.
Absolutely.
And being bellicose. I mean, if you're paranoid and somebody says to you, if you do something, there's going to be, it's an act of grave consequences, that something grave is going to happen, and it's very provocative, then all that does is it turns around and reaffirms the idea that you're going to come get me.
Well, just because you're paranoid doesn't mean they aren't trying to get you.
You're right, exactly.
We have given them plenty of reason to be paranoid.
We need to offer them psychoanalysis.
Well, we need to offer Bush that, too.
Well, you're probably right about that. Peggy, thanks. Have a good day at work.
You too. Bye.
Okay. And I'm not saying that we should suck up to them. I'm not saying that we should have a quote-unquote, as an earlier caller said, angelic position towards them. But we're in a situation where you only have a limited amount of moves to make. So it would seem to me that if we talk to them directly, and decrease their paranoia, and then found out exactly what it is they really, really, really want, that at least we could encourage them, and at least we could pressure them to stop this. Plus, on top of that, we could turn to our allies and say, look, we're not being arrogant, we're not bullying, we're going along in good faith. And anybody else in the region, China, Japan, South Korea, Australia, anybody else can get into these talks. Anybody else can join in. Anybody else can be a part of this. Anybody else can get in and bargain too. And to me, that's the only sane thing to do. What other move do we have here on this? I don't think we have any other move. All right, coming up, we're going to talk to congressional candidate Bill Winter. He'll talk about what's going on with him and Senator Russ Feingold this afternoon. Plus, we'll ask him about debating Mad Tommy. I understand there is going to be a debate, but the ground rules and the circumstances are a little weird. Stick around for this. It's coming up.
It's Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Introducing Orbitz.com's latest innovative travel service, Orbitz TLC Mobile Access. Now you have the power of Orbitz in the palm of your hand. Our customers agree.
I got flight status in my hand.
I got hotel availability
in my hand.
I got my travel itinerary
in my hand. I got Orbitz.
Orbitz TLC in my hand.
Anyone can use Orbitz TLC mobile access. Just enter mobile.orbitz.com and go.
Hotel availability in select markets.
I'll kiss you, I don't even smoke. My family is impeccable, my past quite respectable. Vote for me assuredly, but don't ask about Social Security. Come have some pie with me.
Don't fall for the song and dance. Vote the issues, not just the personality. Find out where the candidates stand on health care reform and Social Security. Learn where they stand on the issues that will affect you long after the voting booths close. And then make an informed decision this November. To find out more, visit don'tvote.com or call 1-800-830-7844. And get your AARP Voter's Guide. Paid for by AARP.
AM 760 in HD.
Hey, Colorado, this is Ed Schultz, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News. I'm Peter Mayer, live at the White House, where within the hour, President Bush will make his first statement on the reported North Korean nuclear test, and the UN Security Council takes it up 30 minutes from now. North Korean radio on the air bragging about the first underground test by the country. Even as it assesses the action, the U.S. calls it provocative. CBS News national security correspondent David Martin looks at the North Korean threat.
North Korea still has not proven that it has an ability to put a nuclear weapon on top of a missile and fire it at another country. So the immediate concern right now is that they would sell it to another country like Iran or Syria or even to another terrorist group like Al-Qaeda.
And from Tokyo, CBS's Barry Peterson reports on Asian reaction.
The strongest condemnation came from an unlikely source, China, considered to be a friend of North Korea's. But across Asia, the reaction ranged from disbelief to fear.
I'm Peter Mayer, live at the White House. Now with more CBS News, here's Frank Settapani.
Here we go again. Another food recall. Not spinach this time, but lettuce from California's Salinas Valley.
I'm very concerned as far as the E. coli. You have to be careful of what you buy and which brands.
I'm embarrassed for Salinas, actually.
The lettuce, grown by the company Bob Nunes runs, may have been exposed to dirty irrigation water.
We have no evidence at this time that there is anything on the product, but we're just playing it safe.
The recall involves Foxy brand lettuce distributed in 7 western states. A massive food poisoning outbreak has hit an Iraqi military base. CBS's Phil Itner has that from Baghdad.
Iraqi authorities dispute the claim that any policeman died after eating a meal that caused hundreds of others at one camp to become seriously ill. There are also questions as to whether or not the food was poisoned or simply spoiled. Nevertheless, an Iraqi general says his forces did arrest the contractors who provided the food.
Half a dozen Nobel Prizes have been announced so far this year, and all of them have gone to Americans. The latest to win is 73-year-old Columbia University economist Edmund Phelps.
It's always a surprise because even if you feel pretty certain you're going to get it, you never know when you're going to get it, whether in your 60s, your 70s, or your 80s, or whatever.
Phelps won the Nobel Prize in Economics for his work on the relationship of inflation, unemployment, and economic growth. An Islamic group is promoting a new video game that lets players kill President Bush. Quest for Bush is a free download modeled on an earlier game called Quest for Saddam. A popular social networking website is showing its social conscience. MySpace.com is organizing concerts to raise money for humanitarian aid in Darfur. Pediatricians Group has some advice for mom and dad. Let your children play. It seems too many are overloaded with organized activities from infancy. Ahead of the bell, S&P futures are down 3 points. This is CBS News.
If you drive a Ford, Lincoln, or Mercury and need service, there's never been a better time for great deals than right now. It's the Right Now Factory Authorized Service Event at your participating Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealership. You'll find special offers by the truckload on tires, brakes, batteries, and more. All installed by Ford factory-trained experts. Genuine parts and service at Ford and Lincoln Mercury dealerships. Hurry, the Right Now Factory Authorized Service Event ends soon.
I am Dr. Jen, and I'm taking your love life calls. And here's Kevin. Go ahead.
Jen, what's the easiest way to get to 79 Williams Ave?
Follow your heart?
For the easiest route to any address, you want to ask TomTom, not JenJen.
Turn left.
TomTom Go is your portable, everyday GPS solution. Grab it and go. Just tap the screen and a helpful voice guides you on your way.
You have reached your destination.
TomTom Go. Find your way the easy way. Learn more at TomTom.com.
I'm Corey Lopez with AM 760 local news update now. The race for the cure yesterday turned out to be a huge success with over 65,000 runners turning out.
Well, we are the largest race for the cure in the country. St. Louis was giving us a run for the money, and they were the largest race this year so far in June. They had 64,585 participants.
Dana Brandor for the Race for the Cure says initial estimates for the funds raised over $3 million. Early autopsy results in the mystery death of a Colorado Springs High School football player. 17-year-old Furman Valpando collapsed in the third quarter at a Harrison High School homecoming game Friday. He died later from a heart condition.
Worked hard, never complained. You know, coaches loved coaching him. Teachers loved having him in class.
That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. Mike Corey Lopez. Now Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, Corey. Good morning. Now, rush hour congestion really kicking in now for your drive eastbound I-70. Usual stretch there between Federal and Brighton. In fact, all those eastbound routes really filling in all at Federal. 6th Avenue out of Lakewood and the Boulder Turnpike jamming now into the city. Watch out for a crash northbound 25 near Alameda. Looks like we have the left and center lanes blocked. Stop and go back to the Washington Street Bridge. Security wait time at DIA, 10 minutes today. Weather outlook, cloudy with light rain. Rain and snow mix later in the day, high of 42. Currently, 40 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Are your vacation photos still on vacation? Right now, you can get one-hour digital prints from King Soopers for just 20 cents each. Log on to kingsoopers.com or bring your digital media card into any participating location. Right store, right price.
I'm Elizabeth Rome. There's something I want to tell you that can save your life. It's the connection between some types of HPV, the human papillomavirus, and cervical cancer, a cancer diagnosed in thousands of American women each year. But cervical cancer can be prevented through recommended Pap screening and treatment if detected. Help others make the connection between cervical cancer and HPV. To learn more, visit maketheconnection.org. Sponsored by the Cancer Research and Prevention Foundation and Step Up Women's Network with support from Merck.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Could be wrong. I could be right. Could be wrong.
Six minutes after 7, the sun starts to climb up in the sky, and it's dismal and kind of rainy out there, and that rain could turn to snow. High today of around 39. Jay Marvin along with you here at AM 760 Progressive Talk. You, too, can be our next Progressive Talk star. Get a nationwide talk show of your own, and to enter this contest, all you got to do is go to am760.net, scope out the rules, get your stuff to us, and who knows, you could win. And I'll go over a complete list of the rules next hour. Okay? But go to am760.net. You can also instant message me there. All right. Political season, it's hot. We're 4 weeks away from the election. And I got a couple of questions for Bill Winter. Bill has also got an event going on today with Senator Russell Feingold. Bill is running against Mad Tommy Tancredo in Congressional District 6. And let's say good morning to Bill. Bill, good morning and welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, Jay. How are you today?
I'm doing pretty good, man. Despite the weather, I'm hanging in. How about you?
I'm doing great. Hey, this let me tell you what. This is the first day of winter, brother. Winter is coming.
Doesn't mean I have to like it, does it?
Well, you, I don't know about all that.
All right. First of all, talk about the events you got going on today at noon.
Well, actually, we've got two. We've got Senator Russ Feingold is in town for my campaign today, and we're going to have a free event at 10:30 at the Oriental Theater at 44th and Tennyson. We're going to have a big town hall, and y'all can come down and meet Senator Feingold and ask him questions. And we're going to have a more intimate fundraiser at the old Denver Gadraga's Tea Room, Upgrade's Tea Room downtown at noon. And you can find out about both of those at our website at winterforcongress.com.
Okay, and the one at the Tea Room, the small town hall meeting, which begins at noon downtown, the Tea Room is where?
Gosh darn it. You know, I don't have the exact address.
Yeah, I don't have the exact address either, but I guess people can go look it up.
Yeah, go on the website, and it's all on there.
Okay, that's winterforcongress.com. The suggested minimum contribution is $250, which I think is pretty reasonable. And, you know, I think it's a pretty good deal. So if you want to... Go ahead, Bill.
And let me tell you what's going on here, Jay. I was back in Washington, and I had three different very credible people from some very amazing sources tell me that the polling now says that our race is dead even. Okay, and so Tancredo has suddenly decided he's in a race, and now he's out there taking me on and saying I'm all kinds of this stuff and that stuff and negative. And frankly, we need to raise the money to keep getting our message out. He's doing all the negative stuff that they always do. He's got nothing to say. His first mail piece that went out to people had nothing to say about him. It's all about me, just like they're doing to Bill Ritter and Angie Piccioni. And I need the resources to come back out and give my message. I'm not going to play that game with him. I'm going to tell people what I'm going to do and the contrast between us, but we need to raise the money, and we will win this. We will win this.
Important question. Somebody sent me a mailer, sent me part of a mailer that he's sending out,
yeah,
which had quotes, I guess, from you that he had taken off the Ed Schultz show.
Yeah, isn't that amazing? And they're all out of context. And
yeah, they are.
Truncated and cut in half and supposed to say things, and he's got a nice little cartoon on there that says my puppet strings are being pulled by Nancy Pelosi and Ted Kennedy, which is interesting, since I never met Ted Kennedy in my life. But that's what they want. You know, that's what they try to do, is make all the Democrats look like we're crazy radical liberals and all this other stuff, and we're going to raise your taxes and take away your children and things like that, instead of actually talking about the issues that are important to people.
All right, we'll get down to some of those issues, but here's something I really want to clear up. Are you going to finally have a debate with Tom Tancredo? Because I've heard word that you are, but the ground rules and the whole situation is really strange.
Yeah, we're going to debate him on October 24th, but he wouldn't do it in front of a live audience.
Why?
He's afraid to be seen in a room in public with me. It comes down to, it has to be one of two things, and I think it's a little bit of both. First is, he doesn't really care about what his constituents have to say. He doesn't care about getting in front of the people of this district and talking to them and listening to them and hearing what they want from a congressman. He's on his own little crusade, and he's not in this to serve the public. He's in this to serve himself, so he doesn't care if he's ever in front of the people of this district. And quite frankly, I think he's afraid to be seen in public with me. You know, I think that he realizes that he's not going to match up real well either on the issues or in terms of appearing congressional and all that kind of thing, and I don't think he wants to be seen in public with me.
7:11, 11 minutes after 7, Bill Winter on the line with us, Democratic challenger to Tom Tancredo in the Congressional District 6. Doesn't he owe it to his constituents, though, to get out in front of the public and not only answer questions from you, but also answer questions from them?
Absolutely, Jay. I think that that's a big part of the job, and I think that's, you know, we could talk about policy or issues, things, and philosophy things with Tancredo, but the biggest problem here is he doesn't do his job. And the job of a congressman, in my view, is much bigger than just voting in Congress and shooting your mouth off to the media. I believe the job involves leadership, and I believe that the job is supposed to be representative, and he should come back here to the district. And I think every week, all year long, and meet with the people and tell them why he did what he did and ask them what they want. This campaigning is interesting, that I go out there and people want me to talk to them. Seems to me what it really ought to be is I ought to go out there and shut up and let them tell me what they want from their government. And Tom Tancredo has no interest whatsoever in doing that. You can't find a handful of people in this whole district. I've been going around for 10 months who've actually met the guy or seen him in the district doing any kind of a town hall meeting or anything.
Well, he's too busy out there chasing publicity and trying to be a poser and pretending that he's running for the presidency of the United States. And by the way, I've invited him on this show numerous times.
Sure.
It won't do any good. He won't come on.
Well, I think he's another one of these guys. You know, he's another one of these guys like I used to know when I was in the military and in college and stuff, that he likes to start fights that other people have to go fight. He doesn't mind saying outrageous things. You know, my view, they're trying to say I'm another Democrat that doesn't have a spine and I'm intimidated by this and scared of that, and they have no idea who I am at all. But here's my thing. You know, I learned a long time ago that you don't have to go starting fights. There's plenty of fights already out there. And so when he goes and says things about bombing Mecca and how all Muslims are extremists and all that kind of thing, all he does is make it harder for our troops overseas to do their job. And, you know, for a guy who never could be bothered to put on a uniform, I don't think it's really right for him to go making their job harder.
Yeah, what do you make about guys like him and others who are so bellicose about war yet have never served themselves? I'm amazed and constantly puzzled by that.
Well, I think it has to do with a whole huge level of insecurity, Jay, and they feel like they're supposed to be, they have to show that they're tough guys, even though when push came to shove, they weren't willing to do it themselves. They're trying to prove, and I think it's trying to prove to themselves, really, more than other people, that they're strong and tough, and that they're not in many senses, it's like the bully. It's like the schoolyard bully, who in many cases is a scared little boy. And so he's got to push around weaker people to make himself feel better.
Let's talk about some issues.
Sure.
First of all, the Foley issue, does it come up in your district at all?
No, and it's not something that I'm going to really go after. I don't see that there's any connection between him and Foley. I guess the way I look at it is it's symptomatic of what's going on in Washington, D.C. right now. And you know what? If parents can't trust to send their teenage sons and daughters to Congress to be pages, then there is something deeply wrong with that institution. And if somebody like Dennis Hastert can't even do his job to the extent of protecting the kids that come down there to get an experience of what our government is like, then he can't be trusted to run the House of Representatives. Now, you know, obviously that's a gift for his opponent in the campaign, but I'm not sure really where it connects to Tancredo, except that you know, if there was any way that we knew that he knew about it or something like that. But I don't see any connection between him and that, except insofar as that, I tell you what, you know, we were at the Jefferson County dinner last night, and somebody made a comment about we're going to get all the Jefferson County candidates in the courthouse. In other words, working for Jefferson County. And I thought, well, that's good, because it seems like all the Republicans are already in the courthouse.
Yeah, exactly, and they're in the wrong way.
Right.
7:15, 15 minutes after 7 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Bill Winter on the line with us, running in CD6. All right, Iraq. Iraq, do they talk to you about Iraq?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Iraq is a big issue, health care, education. And, you know, I think we have a real problem in Iraq because nobody on the Republican side wants to deal with this issue in a responsible way. And all they say is stay the course, and then they use this cut-and-run stuff. And, you know, I carry around a young man's dog tag who was killed over there, and as I've said many times, don't come to me with a slogan when I come to you with a dead man's dog tag. I'm asking for solutions. And the very first person we need to ask for a plan and a solution is President Bush. After all, it's the president who sets foreign policy. So I have absolutely no problem with the idea that maybe we need more troops on the ground, but they can't be ours, okay, because they don't look at us as liberators. They look at us as invaders at this point. And what we need to do is what Mr. Bush's father did, which is go out and ask the rest of the world to help us and get the troops on the ground from other countries, so, and then, you know, get all the jobs that we have given to American contractors and actually give them to Iraqis, get the country working again. You know, I was looking at recent polling done by the University of Maryland in Iraq, and 80% of Iraqis believe they'd be better off if we left right now.
Hmm. Yeah, I saw that.
I think it was 70% said that they'd be better off if we left right now. 80% said they thought it was okay to attack Americans. That's not a good situation now, is it? But we can't talk about how we're going to solve it. All they offer us is stay the course. And there's any number of Democratic plans to go out and solve this thing, but they want to say we're soft on terrorism and all this other stuff. And in my view, you've got a war going on over there that's been going on for 3.5 years, and we're no closer to victory now than we were on the day it started. And so staying the course is lunacy and is like sending our kids over to be killed for no reason.
No, things are worse now than they were three years ago. All right, his big banner trumpeting topic, immigration.
Right. Well,
do constituents come to you and say, this is a big priority for them?
Yeah, absolutely. Immigration is a big priority, but for most people it's not working out in Mr. Tancredo's favor. And in fact, if you look at polling all around Colorado, Rocky Mountain News had significant polling, and they found that 63% really favored Senator John McCain's approach to immigration, which is comprehensive immigration reform. And while everybody agrees that this is a very serious issue, most people aren't agreeing with Tom Tancredo. Now, here's what I would say. Ultimately, immigration, if you're voting, let me put it this way out there to people for one thing. if you're voting in your state house and state senate races on immigration, you're kidding yourself, because immigration is a federal issue and it has to be solved by the federal government. That being the case, if immigration is your issue, you better not ever vote for a Republican again, because they've had absolute control of the federal government for 6 years, and they have done nothing about it. So if we want something done, obviously we need to make a change up in there. I'm disappointed in the fact that they just appropriated $2 billion to build a fence that won't stop anybody. I think that's just a waste of money and avoiding the actual issue. But actually, immigration, I think, is playing against Tom Tancredo down here, and is one of the many reasons that we're dead even now, and that I'm going to win this thing. For two reasons, I think it plays against him. Number one, people don't agree with his view of how to fix it. Number two, they look and say, that's not the only issue facing us, and we'd like you to address the others, too.
All right, final issue here, North Korea, which just started today because they had the nuclear test. And I can just hear Tommy, Mad Tommy, calling up KOA and saying, well, we had a bomb, Pyongyang. But what would you do about North Korea?
Well, you know, the first thing is that is if you look back over the last 6 years, that we've totally dropped the ball on that because of our single-minded focus on Iraq. Okay, and part of that has to do with the fact that that this White House will not have any talks or any dealings with North Korea in any kind of meaningful fashion. And this president is so stubborn and so dug in on the way he wants to do things that he won't listen to what anybody else has to say. Sooner or later, they're going to have to decide that diplomacy, which is something that worked for thousands of years in human experience, is something worth trying. The problem with a lot of these guys who never served in the military is that they don't understand the limits of military power. Now, you can bomb and bomb and bomb, and ultimately, in order to make a difference with the military, you're going to have to put troops on the ground. We don't have the ability to do that right now in North Korea. Obviously, you want to have military force as an option to help you in your negotiations and diplomacy. But these guys all jump immediately to the military option because they don't have the first idea what military force is really all about. They don't have the first idea because they've never been in. So I think there are things that we can do about the North Korea situation, but again, it involves this president being willing to work with the rest of the world, and he hasn't shown us that he's willing to do that.
All right, two things going on today, one at 10:30, then the other at 12 noon with Senator Russell Feingold from Wisconsin. And if you want to find out more about this, go to winnerforcongress.com, and I've said it a million times, if all of us just pitch in $25, we can keep Bill on the air, and we can defeat Mad Tommy. That's winnerforcongress.com. Bill, good to have you on the show.
And, Jay, let me tell you real quick. Every Friday right at this point, I'm not getting supported by the National Democratic Party, not at all, but because they say we can't win, but we can win. We're dead even in the polls. And what we need is to raise that money. If everybody out there right now listening gave us $25, or if you could go higher, $100 or $200, whatever, we spend every dollar we have every Friday to stay up the next week. And then I have to start over, and my job, 8 hours a day, is calling people and asking for money. So, folks, we need your help. You can make a difference on this one, boy. We are dead even, and we can win.
You got it, Bill. Thank you, man, for being on the show, and we'll have you on again.
All right, thanks, Jay.
You bet.
Bye-bye.
All right, there's Bill Winter, who's running against Mad Tommy Tancredo. They are going to debate coming up, but it's not in front of the public, which, Tommy, what's wrong, man? Can't you handle it in front of the public? What, you don't want to do it in front of the public? You don't want to give your constituents any chance to stand up in the audience and ask you a question? What is that? Is that representation? I don't think so. 7:20, 22 minutes after 7 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We'll check traffic with Gina, and then we'll get into a little bit of religious freedom here and marijuana. It's coming up next year on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Gina, what's it look like?
Thanks, Jay. Well, northbound I-25 is the area to watch out for. We've had a collision. Has two lanes blocked at Alameda. Looks like the left and center with the rolling backups behind it extending into the bridge area. Rubbernecking on the southbound side as well. Of course, you're going to run into the downtown delays now, too, from I-70 to Spear. And your drive through Aurora picking up now with crowding northbound at Iliff. Southbound, you'll hit the brakes near Yosemite. Weather outlook today, cloudy with light rain. Rain and snow mix later in the day. Only a high of 42. Right now, it's 40 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Whether your child needs to catch up, keep up, or get ahead in school, Sylvan Learning Center can help with personalized tutoring to meet your child's individual needs. Call Sylvan today and see why more parents turn to Sylvan. Call 1-800-EDUCATE today.
I went to the new Z Gallery at 29th Street, picked up a cool print. You know, the one with the blonde woman who looks just like...
My cat. He loves batting around toys. So when I was in Metropolis, I got him...
A new iPod. I bought it at the Apple Store. They're really into...
Leather? Of course it's real leather. Francesca's collection had a ton of sexy tops. I thought my boyfriend's eyes were going to pop out when I walked into
Boulder's new open-air shopping district, 29th Street. Retail, dining, and entertainment are now in the neighborhood. Discover it for yourself.
23 minutes after 7 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We're always talking about misconceptions that people have in everyday life. I've got them, you've got them, we've all got them. One of the biggest misconceptions that's out there is about LASIK eye surgery. Most folks believe that safe and affordable LASIK can't go together. But like many other misconceptions, it's just not true. Icon LASIK Center has been performing safe and affordable procedures since 1999. Let Icon's experienced surgeons answer any questions you have about LASIK. Find out why Icon can do LASIK for as little as $4.99 per eye and why other centers can't. Don't fall for gimmicks like vacation giveaways or dollar off sales. Find out the truth for yourself. Call today. Set up a consultation. 720-524-1001. That's 720-524-1001. Or visit Icon online at icondenver.com. That's I, like the letter, CONDOT.com.
At Aetna, we want you to know that the right information can help you make better decisions, that your small business can now have a big range of health plans.
Today's Aetna offers Colorado easy and affordable benefits plans designed just for small businesses, including health, pharmacy, dental, disability, and life insurance. Even consumer-directed solutions like HSAs.
At Aetna, we want you to know that your healthcare network can be as strong as your business network.
Aetna offers over 7,400 primary care and specialist physicians in our strong statewide network.
At Aetna, we want you to know that even though we insure nationally, we serve locally.
To better serve small businesses, Aetna has staff located right here in Denver.
At Aetna, we want you to know, because with the right information, you can make better healthcare decisions. To find out more, call your broker or Aetna representative.
Plans are offered by Aetna Life Insurance Company. Health insurance plans contain exclusions and limitations. Colorado Network data as of 6106.
Have you ever wondered what life is like for Al Franken? Join AM 760 Progressive Talk in the Boulder Weekly on Tuesday, November 1st and Wednesday, November 2nd at the Boulder Theater. It's the movie premiere of Al Franken, God Spoke. Learn what it's really like to be a progressive icon. Progressive Club members, look for our upcoming email giving you a special members-only discount on tickets.
Not a progressive member?
Register now and get more information on AM760.net.
And you can be our next talk radio superstar. You can be our next Al Franken. Simply by going to AM760.net and finding out more. 7:26, 26 minutes after 7. High today, 39. Rain turning to snow, possibly. All right, check this story out. 303-713-7600. We talk a lot about religion on this show. Check this story out. Give me your honest opinion about this. A Pima, Arizona couple has stepped down as leaders of a church that considers marijuana a sacrament and a deity. Dan and Mary Quintence say pending federal charges against them have made it impossible to properly lead the church. In February, the two were arrested in a car that contained 172 pounds of marijuana in the New Mexican town of Lordsburg near the Arizona state line. The Quintences are facing 40 years in prison if convicted on federal charges of conspiracy and intent to distribute marijuana. They say that the church has now fractured, explaining that the 45-member congregation that he and his wife founded in 1991 no longer have its spiritual leaders. The Quintences are scheduled to go on trial October 30th in Las Cruces, New Mexico, though they hope the case will be dismissed before the end of the month. They're awaiting a decision from U.S. District Court Judge Judith C. Herrera on whether she'll dismiss the case on the grounds that religious freedom should allow them to use the illegal drug. The government contends the church is a front for drug trafficking. The couple's lawyers cite a February decision by the U.S. Supreme Court ruling that the government has no right to seize hallucinogenic tea containing a federally banned substance from members of a New Mexico church. The tea is called Hoscasa. It contains the substance DMT, known for its hallucinogenic properties. And the members of this church use the hallucinogenic tea during worship that helps them gain union with God. All right, do these guys have a case against the federal government? If they claim that their religious experience, that their religion uses marijuana, entitles them to use marijuana, that marijuana is an integral part of practicing their religion, should they be busted? Do they have a case? Should they be let go, or should they be prosecuted? Now, court documents say that the Quintenses are obsessed and focused on marijuana, and that Dan Quintenses' writings about his worship are disjointed, poorly supported, illogical ramblings. They conclude that the couple's lack of sincerity is apparent. But, of course, the couple says, no, that's not true. Now, illogical and rambling on the part of the government, who are they to say what's illogical and rambling in religious texts, right, in religious writings? There's a lot of people out there that ramble and are illogical, like James Dobson. But do these guys have a case? Since the church was founded, at least 20 members have been prosecuted on possession and conspiracy charges, and some have served time in prison. Do they have a case? I say they've got one. I say they've got a case. Because once again, we get into this whole thing about who says what religion is valid, what religion isn't, and is there any difference between using marijuana as a sacrament as opposed to using wine? Just a thought. Four open lines, 303-713-7600, 730 at AM 760 Progressive Talk. Gina, have they got a case?
Heck no.
Oh, come on. What do you mean, heck no? What do you mean, heck no? Who's to say what's the difference between smoking a joint or drinking hallucinogenic tea and drinking wine?
There's a big difference.
What is it?
In my mind. And the Bible expressly forbids what's called pharmakia. It talks about it all through the Bible.
Yeah, but who says that they go by the Bible? You don't have to go by the Bible to be religious.
Well, it sounds like there's some sort of a Christian... offshoot.
No, there's nothing says anything. It doesn't say anything in here about Christianity, and church is a generic term.
Okay. Well, I guess if they're not Christians, then they can do anything they want.
But there are plenty of Christians who violate the Bible.
Yeah.
We've got a large group of them down south. You know, come on. Down there in the Springs. What does the Bible say about money?
Hmm.
Yeah, well.
No love of money.
Okay. So?
I don't know. These people are kooky. I'm sorry.
Well, because you don't agree with them. I mean, there's a lot of people out there, though, who I think are religious that are kooky.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't stop their right to practice. I wouldn't tell them no.
Hmm.
How can you do that? How can you pass that kind of judgment?
I don't know. Just because I think it's weird.
Well, yeah, but it's okay. I mean, but we have to abide by the laws. Who's to say one religion... You know, I think you could even stretch this case. You could even stretch this argument, although I wouldn't do it, but I think you could. You could stretch this argument to polygamy.
Really?
Sure, why couldn't you?
I guess you could. Are you saying that's okay?
Not in my mind, it's not okay, but I'm not a polygamist. I don't believe in that interpretation of the Book of Mormon.
Yes.
John Turk's shaking his head. What are you shaking your head for? If you interpreted the Book of Mormon that way, what's this? And I'm not saying with underage girls. I'm saying among consenting adults. But couldn't you make that argument? In other words, who's to say, look, here's the thing. Who's to say what is and what isn't as long as you don't directly turn around and harm somebody else? So if these guys want to get together on Sunday, drink hallucinogenic tea, bond with God as they see God, who's the federal government to go in and tell them that they can't do it? Silence on the part of Gina. It's killing you. It's killing you. I'm making sense. It's killing you, isn't it?
All I can think of is yikes.
Well, we're not saying you should go do it. You find God however you have to find God, as long as you don't hurt anybody else. But what about these people? Yeah.
I don't know which God they're talking about. But
well, what difference does it make? All right. All right, I got three lines open at 303-713-7600. Are you Jay or are you Gina? Call in and tell us where you stand on marijuana in religious services. All right, what is it's dismal out there. What's it to look like traffic-wise?
Yeah, it's we're not doing very well. We still have a couple of wrecks, one southbound 25. We've got the backups there all the way to 6. That wreck sits at Alameda. Westbound I-70 approaching Havana got the stop and go now back to 225 due to a two-car. And we also had problems actually on 6th Avenue out of Lakewood, a minor fender bender adding to...
I'm Bob Kirkpatrick of Kirkpatrick Remodeling and Home Projects. Over the past 35 years, some of the most fulfilling home projects I've worked on are the ones that allow me to help improve someone else's everyday life. From building a wheelchair ramp to widening doorways, I pride myself on helping to create a barrier-free environment for those with physical disabilities. Kirkpatrick Remodeling and Home Projects is here for you. Call me anytime at 720-529-5442 or look my work and a list of references online at KirkpatrickWindowsDenver.com.
Sounds so darn good. Find out how to get your hands on an HD radio on AM760.net.
Courtesy of Sean Healy, Keller Williams Preferred Realty.
Are you thinking about selling your home? If so, you can now find out what your home is worth online by going to DenverHomePrice.com. At DenverHomePrice.com, you'll receive information on what comparable homes have sold for in your neighborhood, which homes are currently listed, how long they've been for sale, and their prices. Based on this information, you'll have an idea of what your home is worth. This confidential analysis from DenverHomePrice.com is absolutely free. Visit DenverHomePrice.com. That's DenverHomePrice.com.
With your busy schedule, who has time to earn a college degree? You do. Choose an online program through National American University and receive a quality university education with the flexibility of online learning. You can earn a college degree in as little as 18 months. At NAU, advance your career or start a new one all online. Call toll-free 1-866-491-GRAD. That's 866-491-4723. Regionally accredited by the Higher Learning Commission and a member of the North Central Association, NCAHLC.
Marilyn Musgrave's campaign is built on two words, lying and hypocrisy. This is Representative Angie Piccioni. Marilyn lies and lies about my record. Marilyn, shame on you. You ought to be ashamed of yourself. You and your campaign know good and well I have paid back every single dime of my Colorado student loan. Every single dime. Marilyn, you are talking about a grocery bill and a Pizza Hut order while you ring up the biggest deficit in U.S. history. You help big oil companies ring up record profits, while we pay record prices at the pump. No wonder Marilyn Musgrave was named one of the 13 most corrupt members of Congress. Shame on you. Marilyn, that's why we can't believe anything you say. You keep on lying about my record. I'll keep telling the truth about yours.
I'm Angie Piccioni, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message. Paid for and authorized by Angie Piccioni for Congress.
We have a coming out secret. A new show is coming to AM 760 weekends. For now, we're keeping it quiet, but beginning October 15th, tune in and get ready for something loud on AM 760. Progressive Talk. What the right wing fears the most. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
And the slammer, because in their church they believe you commune with God through the use of marijuana. 7:37, 37 minutes past the hour. High today 39. Rain changing possibly to snow. And does the government have a case against these two, or is their religious freedom? And they're claiming that they need the marijuana for religious practices. The government says that they're drug trafficking. 303-713-7600. I'm asking the question, who's to say what's a legitimate religion and what isn't, unless you step out and hurt somebody? Now, like, in other words, I'm not going to advocate that we have human sacrifices as the Aztecs did, but if they claim they can't commune with God without drinking hallucinogenic tea, which I assume they get out of boiling marijuana,
I might be wrong in this, Jay, but I'm pretty sure there are some Rastafarian churches that exist and kind of are able to exist in the United States where they allow marijuana smoking in the church, and it's not a problem. But I don't know. Maybe somebody could call in and tell us. But I know there are some Rastafarian churches in the United States, and, of course, they use marijuana as a sacrament to God.
Why would you know so much about this, John? Are you our go-to guy for marijuana?
No, I know reggae, and I know Rastafarianism a little bit.
Okay, so do these folks have a case? And they're facing 40 years in the can. And they founded this church back in 1991. Let's go to Evan in Longmont. Evan, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing, Jay?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
Doing well, thanks. Let's see. Back in the 90s here in Boulder, there was an organization called the Sacred Herb Church. And in 1997, I believe it was, the Supreme Court decided that the Freedom of Religion Restoration Act was unconstitutional, and that's pretty much what the church used for protection, and the church pretty much disbanded after that. A lot of us have our own personal little horror stories with the drug war. I have my own. However, the gentleman that started the Sacred Herb Church, his name was Reverend Mike, I won't use his last name, he's a Vietnam veteran, and during Vietnam he developed some psychological problems, schizophrenia and what have you, and recently his medications were adjusted by his doctor. He didn't handle the change well, and nobody heard from him for months, and finally we get word that he is in Soda Springs, Idaho, with possession with intent to sell, and he was sentenced to 5 years. I believe 5 years. Now, in Colorado here, he was on the registry, and in California, he was on the registry. And so he was going from point A, Colorado, to point B, California, got busted in transit, and they stuffed him away for a while. And this is, he was using it as medicine for his schizophrenia, and when his VA doctor changed his schizophrenia medications, he didn't tolerate the change well, kind of lost it, and didn't communicate with his friends for a long time, and all of a sudden he just kind of disappeared.
Mm. Well, this whole debate about marijuana is ridiculous to begin with, and the couple's lawyers cite a February decision by the U.S. Supreme Court ruling that the government has no right to seize hallucinogenic tea containing a federally banned substance for members of a New Mexico church. So there's one Supreme Court ruling right there, but who's to say, once again, what is a valid religious experience and what isn't, as long as you don't hurt anybody and as long as there's no, for instance, minors involved who basically can't make up their own minds and have to rely on their parents' judgment. But if you've got people over the age of 18 or over the age of 21, And they claim that they need to drink hallucinogenic tea or smoke marijuana to connect with God. Who's the federal government to say they can't do that?
Well, yes, and the church that he had started had three precepts, and one of it was that the spirit quest was often enhanced by the use of sacred herbs, and that it was our right to use those, produce those, and procure those for others to provide an all-denominational experience of religion. Everybody was welcome. And to provide a home for nonviolent civil disobedience after the likes of Martin Luther King, Gandhi, etc. And that somehow that this is a crime. They've used the drug war to turn a free country into the world's largest prison colony. We've got 8 million people in prison in the world. We've got 2 million of them in prison in America. And America has 6% of the world's population. So 6% of the world's population and 25% of the world's prison population.
Yeah,
that's not a free country.
Yeah, it's really, I agree, it's stupid. Evan, thank you, man. Appreciate the call.
You bet, thank you.
Okay, three lines open at 303-713-7600. Here's Stephen in Englewood. Stephen, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi. Good morning, Jay. I have kind of two separate views on this issue. The first is I completely agree with you that who's to say what, what religion is right or whatever. I think in America we tend to sort of to look at other religions through the eyes of Christianity.
Or Judaism or whatever else.
Or whatever it is. Okay, well, I do tend to think that, particularly with this administration, everything is viewed through Christianity. But as an atheist, I also sort of struggle with the fact that it seems like religion is used repeatedly for people to get what they want. I mean, who's to say that I shouldn't be allowed to do whatever I want to do in the privacy of my own home just because I want to do it?
Well, I think there's a valid argument to be made for that. I think there's a valid argument to be made that as long as you do not victimize somebody else by your behavior, who's to say what counts and what doesn't count as helping you with the religious experience? Now, I know a lot of people would find that crazy, and they find it to be a laissez-faire type of attitude, but how are you going to come down on the side of fairness if you don't have that attitude?
And I completely agree with you on that. I just wish that religion wasn't really a part of the discussion.
Well, then what would be a part of the discussion? If you took religion out of it, then what would you just want to have a discussion about the legalization of marijuana?
Yeah. I mean, and it goes along with a lot of things. I think religion is used, people use religion to sort of force their personal beliefs on the rest of us. I mean, we could stretch this to, you know, discussions that aren't really pertinent right now, like abortion or gay rights. Or whatever, it's like, or going to war. I think religion is used repeatedly for people to try to guess what they want regarding their personal beliefs.
Yeah, but in all fairness, I think you can say that about anything. We can say that about any philosophy. And there was a big long article yesterday on the front page of the New York Times about how conventional wisdom is manufactured by authoritarian right-wing Christians is that their religion is under attack. When this article proves that faith-based organizations are getting huge tax exemptions and exemptions from regulatory rules that private businesses would never get, and they pointed to daycare as an example. But the problem here with this whole debate, is that people can use anything and use it irrationally, but as long as it doesn't hurt anybody else, then who is the government or any of us to say, okay, the way you connect with a higher power, And I see that you're an atheist, so you don't believe in this, but the way that you connect with a higher power, that way of doing it is legitimate, that way of doing it is illegitimate, because then don't you start running running a case for state sanctioned religion?
I couldn't agree with you more. I personally, feel that every religion has its own validity and people should be able to worship however they want. But I would also say that again, from an atheist point of view, I could probably argue that I am hurt, not physically or in any other way like that, but I am hurt regarding my personal rights when religions are given additional rights, such as tax breaks, such as if this goes through smoking marijuana.
Yeah, but I don't think the tax breaks, and I don't think that that's germane to what we're talking about here. I think what we're talking about here is a religious ceremony.
And so, I completely agree with you. I think that this particular, absolutely, they should be allowed to worship as they choose to worship.
As they see fit.
Yeah, but I also think that, we have to open up the scope and think about, well, if we're going to allow a particular religion to have this freedom, then how could we really deny those who don't believe in that religion that same right? I mean, since because they have a personal belief, they should be able to do what they want. But then just because they don't have that belief, why should I then be denied that particular right?
Because I think you can make the case that one would be religious ceremonies, the other would be recreational, and that we do not at the present time, unfortunately, because I think it's wrong, we do not condone the use of marijuana on a recreational basis. Stephen, thank you, man. Have a safe drive.
Thank you. Yep.
Okay. 747-13, away from 8 a.m. 760, Progressive Talk. Two lines open at 303-713-7600. Gina looks at traffic.
Jay, continued delays on the freeways. A wreck still sits in traffic southbound 25 north of Alameda. You want to be prepared to hit the jam there near 6th. 6th Street, not much better. A collision on 6th Avenue at Federal is adding to your travel time out of Lakewood. And we have a problem westbound I-70 approaching Havana. That has held you back to 225. Of course, curiosity slowing on the opposite side of all these problem areas. It's making for a tough ride this morning. for us. Weather today, cloudy with light rain. Rain and snow mix later in the day. Only a high of 42. Right now it's 40 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Keller Graduate School of Management offers 7 master's degree programs in business and technology, including 15 MPA concentration.
Is your computer running slow? Are pop-up ads making your life miserable? Don't let your computer drive you crazy. This is John Hogan with PC Answers. Starting at less than $100, PC Answers will come to your home or office and get your computer running like new.
Call PC Answers today at 303-548-1414 or visit them at pc-answers.com. That's PC-answers.com, 303-548-1414. A proud member of Tom Martino's Troubleshooter Network at troubleshooter.com.
Progressive Radio Star, log on to AM760.net.
We need you on AM760 Progressive Talk.
Learn anything and everything you ever wanted to know about home financing with mortgage expert Ken Michaels. Listen to Mortgage Makeovers, the talk show that guides you through the financial maze. Ken Michaels, the president of First Nationwide Lending, has over 20 years' experience in helping people with less than perfect credit. If you have loan issues or just want some free advice, tune into Mortgage Makeovers live this Sunday morning from 8 to 10 a.m. and call in with your questions.
Hey, Denver, it's Incredible Vision, made incredibly affordable. For a limited time, you can still save $1,000 on LASIK at Spivak Vision Center, the Rockies' most trusted name in vision. So this summer, get out there and get focused with LASIK by the world-class eye surgeons of Spivak Vision Center and our $1,000 LASIK savings. To make Spivak LASIK even more affordable, we'll finance your LASIK procedure interest-free for one full year. And with payments as low as $3 a day, your wait for the ultimate LASIK procedure is over. But don't take my word for it. See for yourself by calling Spivak Vision Center at 303-C-2020. That's 303-C-2020. For incredible vision made incredibly affordable, there's only one name for LASIK, Spivak LASIK. Call 303-C-2020 today or visit us online at SpivakVision.com for your $1,000 savings.
Only one person gets to be the most important person in a business, and in this business, that's Jan.
Jeez, I'm just an account manager.
You keep your big accounts happy.
Yeah.
Then you're the most important person in the business.
Fine.
That means she's got to be ready. And she is, with a platform built on Microsoft software.
Well, when I'm working with clients, I can get answers for them immediately from production, distribution, billing, anywhere.
It's an all-access pass.
It does keep my clients happy. We've got one of the highest retention rates in our industry.
Spoken like the most important person in the business, which you are. Until...
Until what?
Until a client calls Nancy, making Nancy the most important person in the business. Nancy, where you going?
With the right software, all your people can be the most important person in the business. Find out how at Microsoft.com/people ready. Microsoft, software for the people ready business.
This October, an American tradition returns to Fox. As the Major League Baseball playoffs begin. And if there's one thing that's certain, it's that you can't script October.
And it is gone!
So catch the ALCS, the NLCS, and the World Series.
And the White Sox have won the World Series!
It's October Baseball in HD, and it's only on Fox.
Whether it's a double scoop of chocolate ice cream or a second hug from your little niece, two really is better than one. That's why Econolodge and Rodeway Inn Hotels are offering double stamps this fall with the Easy Choice Rewards program. That means free nights in half the time. So take a trip or two. Call 800-4-CHOICE or visit choicehotels.com for the best internet rate guaranteed. We'll see you there.
Earn 2 stamps per night for qualifying stays between 9-1 and 11-30-06. Maximum 10 stamps per stay. For details, visit choicehotels.com.
A talk show that thinks like you. The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
About this couple that gets stoned. It's part of their church stuff, and should it be legal? Does the government have a right to go after them and bust them? Jay Marvin here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. High today, 39. Rain turning to snow later in the day. Ed Schultz coming up Monday morning take at 8. And If you want to be a next talk radio superstar, go to am760.net. Get details on the contest. Let's go to Rebecca in Louisville. Rebecca. Okay, I'll try that again. Rebecca. There we go. Rebecca, hi. You're on AM760. Good morning.
Good morning. I just have a kind of a question with my comment. Although I do believe that marijuana should be legalized, I know that for the use of medicinal purposes, that they have a regulation on how much a person can have to use. I'm wondering if that also goes along with the religious aspect of that. It seems, you know, 100-plus pounds of pot in this lady's car was quite a lot. I'm wondering if there was a federal regulation, which is why they're putting them in jail for this.
I have to plead ignorance. I don't know about that. I don't know if there is a regulation. And you're right, the car had 172 pounds of marijuana in it, and that's a lot of marijuana. And once again, I don't know what the answer is to that either. I can't justify that. 172 pounds. How long would it take you to use 100? Well, you boil it down for tea.
Well, Jay, I think like a church of 100 people could probably use that for a year. Okay, I mean, that's a lot.
That is a lot. That is a lot. So if you have a caller that can help me out with that, I would appreciate it.
All right, well, maybe the church buys it on a yearly basis.
But then how do they back that? Do they have to keep records, and are they, do they then go into saying, well, let's see what your pot, you know, usage for the year was, and do they then go, okay, you have this many people and, you know, times this much, you know, are they then going to say it was too excessive? Personally, if it was me and I pulled over someone with 176 pounds of pot in their car, I would automatically think they were selling it.
Yeah, I would too, because it's more than you can personally consume. So I started out originally talking about the fact that do they have a case if they claim that it's for religious reasons, but now since you've been the caller that's called up and questioned the use of the 172 pounds, now I'm starting to think, do you think these guys were trafficking, as the government says, and that the church is a scam and an excuse?
Most definitely. I think if they're using it for religious purposes, who's else to say? Not that I have a problem with someone using it for recreational purposes, but at that point, do they have to look into and say, well, not only are they using this to speak to God on a religious basis, but are they speaking into him on a daily outside of church? That brings up a whole other issue.
Yeah, it really does. Rebecca, good call on your part.
Thank you. You have a great day, Jay.
Okay, you too.
Bye-bye.
Well, she's got a point. 172 pounds is a lot of marijuana. But still, if you want to reach God that way, what difference does it make? All right, let's see if we can squeeze in Larry here in Lakewood. Larry, go ahead. You got about a minute.
All right, Jay. I'm a Presbyterian minister, and I favor legalization and rather than prohibition, because as far as legislation goes, because the nature of humankind is to react against any prohibition. Secondly, morality changes, and there are things that are in the Bible from all various times and cultures that we would not adhere to today. And if you want to look at how things have changed, look at how Christian concept of war has changed, and how we now see that as something moral, disgustingly so in my mind. And the third thing I wanted to say is that I believe the church does use a hallucinogenic drug. Christianity does. It's called wine.
Yeah, I pointed that out earlier. Is there, as far as you know in the Bible, is there a prohibition against medicating yourself in the Bible?
I've never read that. I heard Gina say something about that, but I'm not familiar with that, and it may just be my own level of ignorance, but I'll sure look it up.
Okay, pal, get back to me on it, will you?
Yeah, okay, take care.
Thanks, Larry.
Good discussion. Bye-bye.
Okay. Well, yeah, but what about Joseph? What about Joseph? He says there's no prohibition. Joseph, quickly, no prohibition in the Bible?
No. When she's talking about pharmakia, you have to ask yourself, does that mean you can't take aspirin? Does that mean you can't take ibuprofen? Can you not take any drugs whatsoever which could alter anything in your Bible, which would be just about, or in your body, excuse me, which would actually be just about anything that we take today? Does that mean that caffeine is prohibited in the Bible?
In the Book of Mormon, I believe caffeine is, in the Mormon religion, it's prohibited.
But you can't compare the Bible to the Mormon religion. They're not the same thing. Basically, the way that I see this is, when our country was formed, everything that people did or wanted to consume was legal, even if it was stupid for them to consume it.
So we should go back to that, right?
Well, I don't know that necessarily we should go back to that, because...
All right, you know what? I got to cut you off here because I'm out of time. Call me after 9 o'clock, and we'll get back into it again.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thanks, man. Appreciate the information. Coming up next, Ed Schultz, our Monday morning take at 8. Stick around.
Hi, this is Randy Rhodes. Listen to my show and all of AM 760's progressive talk in high definition.
Welcome to Radio Free America.
Hear us all more clearly with HD. Find out how to get HD radio on AM760.net.
I've got the radio.
My friend laughed at me when I said I could order in French, but when the waiter came, I just smiled and said, Je voudrais le poulet et le riz.
Millions of people everywhere are learning new languages faster than they thought possible with Rosetta Stone software, and we guarantee that you can too. To prove it, we want you to try our amazing software free. Just request a free demo CD-ROM and see how fast you can learn a language. For your free CD-ROM, call 1-800-400-4010. Discover the secret to learning languages that U.S. diplomats, NASA, and the Peace Corps have known for years. And best of all, there's no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills.
If my friends were impressed by that, just wait till we go to Chinatown next week.
Experience the fastest way to learn any of 28 languages, guaranteed. Request your free CD-ROM by calling 1-800-400-4010. That's 1-800-400-4010.
Jay Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rhodes. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk, KKZN, Fortin, Denver, Boulder. And on AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapani.
Testing was so successful.
North Korea's UN ambassador is crowing about his government's first nuclear test. President Bush has just begun speaking at the White House with his first public comment on the test.
North Korea fully accountable for the consequences of such action. The United States remains committed to diplomacy, and we will continue to protect ourselves and our interests.
Let's go live to the White House now and CBS News correspondent Mark Noller.
Frank, the president said the U.S. is still working to confirm that North Korea actually committed a nuclear detonation. He said if it did, it constitutes a threat to international peace and security. He said the U.S. condemns such a provocative act. And he said he's calling on the U.N. Security Council to condemn with bold action such an action by North Korea. Frank?
I'm Barry Peterson in Tokyo. Japan's prime minister said North Korea is now a threat to the whole world. Even China, an ally of the North, condemned the test as brazen. And on the streets of cities like Tokyo and Seoul, cities in range of North Korean weapons, there was fear.
Now, South Korea calls the test a serious threat to regional stability. Here at home, first it was bad spinach that caused two deaths and sickened 200 other people. Now a lettuce recall has hit California's fertile Salinas Valley.
Known as like the salad bowl of the world kind of thing, and it's like to have something that's kind of, it's a little embarrassing.
Bob Nunes, whose company grew the Foxy brand lettuce that's being recalled, says it may have been exposed to E. coli in dirty water.
We're probably being overly cautious, but better safe than sorry.
The recall affects California and six other western states. Honda is the leader of the pack in a marketing company's latest vehicle value survey of new car owners. Alexander Edwards with Strategic Vision says Detroit did not do well.
On the domestic level, General Motors was the only domestic brand to have any leaders in the various segments.
In Erie, Pennsylvania, police have charged a woman with using her four-week-old baby as a weapon to attack her boyfriend. The baby was critically injured. A man who drove his SUV off the road in Palmer, Massachusetts, is lucky to be alive. Police officer John Melnick says 59-year-old Raymond Vachon, a diabetic, was trapped for 4 days.
Honestly, I think it's a miracle. I was very concerned, as you know, as days went by, that it wasn't going to be a happy ending.
The dog walker finally heard Vachon calling for help. He suffered a broken leg and was dehydrated. Americans are on a Nobel Prize winning streak. Columbia University's Edmund Phelps has won the Nobel Prize in Economics, giving Americans all six Nobels announced so far this year. Phelps won for his work on the relationship between inflation and unemployment. In early Wall Street trading, Dow's down 19 points, Nasdaq's down just a fraction. This is CBS News.
Rita, it's Bessie. If you go to Radio Shack right now, you can get a Bluetooth-enabled camera phone for free. It's at Radio Shack, and they're number one in wireless customer service. And I know you'll think this deal is unbelievable, but it's not as unbelievable as the time you glued fake fur on your chihuahua to make it look like a poodle.
Get the Samsung C417 from Singular for free at Radio Shack with a new customer 2-year agreement. Available at Radio Shack, your neighborhood wireless store. Good through 10/14/06 with credit approval. $36 activation and $175 early termination fee supply. Details in store.
Okay, class. It's rollback season, which means we get to make...
piggy banks!
Who remembers why we make piggy banks?
Because rollback season is about saving on the things we need.
Now, are there a lot of reasons?
10,000.
No way!
It is 10,000. Miss Russell, is that true?
Yes, Maddie, it's true.
Okay, I've got some questions about the Tooth Fairy.
It's rollback season at Walmart. We've rolled back the prices on 10,000 of your favorite items. Stop in today and save big.
I'm Corey Lopez with an AM 760 local news update now. The race for the cure yesterday turned out to be a huge success with over 65,000 runners turning out.
Well, we are the largest race for the cure in the country. St. Louis was giving us a run for the money, and they were the largest race this year so far in June. They had 64,585 participants.
Dana Brandor for the Race for the Cure says initial estimates for the funds raised over $3 million. Early autopsy results in the mystery death of a Colorado Springs High School football player, 17-year-old Furman Valpando, collapsed in the third quarter at a Harrison High School homecoming game Friday. He died later from a heart condition.
Worked hard, never complained. You know, coaches loved coaching him. Teachers loved having him in class.
That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. Mike Corey Lopez. Now Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, Corey. Well, a new problem that's going to mess up your drive to downtown. Southbound 25 approaching I-70. Also had crash cleanup in a couple of areas. Westbound I-70 approaching Havana. That was still bogged down back to 225. And eastbound 6th Avenue at Federal. Of course, wet roads and patchy fog still making for a messy drive. That means we've got an increase in traffic. C-470 now through Highlands Ranch as well. Security wait time at DIA, 10 minutes. Weather today, cloudy with light rain. Rain and snow mix later in the day, high of 42. Right now, 40 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
At Fantastic Sam's, they're celebrating October with a haircut sale. Get into any of the 50 metro area salons for a fantastic haircut and shampoo massage at their always great value or for special pricing. Look in the Valpak envelope in your mail this week. Visit Fantastic Sam's today.
Hi, folks. It's Otto, official spokesman for the Northwest Parkway. My wise tip for today is drive the Northwest Parkway and help the environment. The less gas you use, the less pollution. Go to flywithauto.com for more wise tips.
Put your business on the radio. Buy our unsold commercials and save. Visit customersarelistening.com and pick from several radio stations you think your customers are listening to. Visit customersarelistening.com now. That's customersarelistening.com.
I want you to get up now.
It's time for the Monday Take It 8.
Monday Take It 8.
I want you to get up right now, stick your head out, and yell, I'm not going to take this anymore!
The Monday Take It 8 with Jay Marvin and Ed Schultz.
Often analyzing important events and expressing their own opinions regarding them.
Marvin and Schultz on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 8:06, 6 minutes after 8. High today, 39. Rain, possibly changing to snow later on in the day. It's Monday morning here. Jay Marvin along with you. And Monday morning means our Monday morning Take at 8 with our buddy Ed Schultz, who's heard Monday through Friday here between 1 and 4. Ed, it's going to be colder here than it is going to be in Fargo, I believe.
High at 39.
Yeah, what's the high? I think the high in Fargo is going to be somewhere in the 50s, isn't it?
Yeah, something like that. It's supposed to get a little colder this week. There were those down in the Twin Cities over the weekend. They're talking about maybe snow this week.
Oof.
So who knows? How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
Hanging in there. Hanging in there.
All right. How was your weekend?
Great. Went down to Baldwin, Wisconsin. It's just east of Minneapolis, St. Paul, just over the Wisconsin border, and spoke last night to the St. Croix County Democrats and got them all cranked up, shared some ideas, and very motivated bunch, and obviously that they've got some local races that are pretty tight down there, so we went down, did some good work down there, and some good fellowship with the folks. So that's where I was. Wendy and I were down there last night.
Oh, that's great. That's cool. All right, let's start. This is the big story here this morning. North Korea.
Well, the president just spoke, and he says their actions are unacceptable. It's a provocative action. Wants the UN Security Council to take immediate action. He's connecting North Korea's nuclear ties to Iran and Syria. Called them a grave threat, says they're going to go the six-party talk route, and they're still advocating diplomacy. The president said this morning he has already spoken with the leaders of South Korea, China, Russia, and Japan, but it was a very brief statement. He did not take any questions and condemned the action and now expects the international community and said that the international community was going to respond immediately. So I'm sure we're going to get a lot of sanction talk today, and I'm sure we're going to get a lot of discussion about the Bushies, how they claim they've tried to talk to North Korea and the six-party talks and all this stuff. So we're going to get that jargon. But this does bring it to a new level, and it does raise the awareness, and it'll probably slow down the Foley story a little bit. But, you know, this is one of those four or five big stories that the righties need before the election.
What's wrong with us talking to North Korea one-on-one?
Well, the problem with talking to them is you can't get them to tell the truth, and that is a fact. They lied to Clinton. They've lied to Bush. They have actually turned their back a few times to their best ally, the Chinese. The big story here, I think, is the Chinese to come out and condemn what the North Koreans are doing with their nuclear testing. And the Chinese may be our biggest ally in this entire thing. But I think that you've got South Korea and you've got the Japanese that are more than nervous about this. And this could start an arms race, and it could start the rearmament potential of a lot of these countries that are in the mix. So the tensions are very high. We feel a heck of a little bit safer here in the United States than they do in South Korea, I'll tell you that. But I think the Japanese are going to be the folks to watch here, and I also think the Chinese are the big players here. And what we need Bush and company to do is, you know, don't overreact again. That's I think, the big thing. There's other players here.
Yeah, and I think they should definitely be involved because they all have a stake. But and the idea that they never tell us the truth, you're right about that too. But then again, isn't it better to sit down and try to work something out and try to at least figure out where they're coming from, which I think is mass paranoia, to try to figure out where they're coming from rather than being bellicose with them and, as you say, overreacting, which just aggravates the situation even more?
Well, are we the best country to sit down face-to-face with North Korea?
They want to talk to us.
Are we the best country to do it, or should we go the route of the Chinese? This is a political card now for Bush. This is a political card because they don't have the momentum. The conservatives do not have the momentum here. And so maybe a change of strategy might help them. They're all about winning. I really believe that. But I still say the Chinese are a major player here. I don't know at what level do you sit down with the North Koreans? Some assistant to Condi Rice, Condi Rice herself, the president? I don't know. What level do you go to? I really don't have an answer for that because so far nothing's worked with this outfit, even dealing with the Clinton administration.
Start from the bottom. At least have some kind of contact and work your way up.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
because you can't. This administration has this attitude and has always had this attitude that either you do what we say or else. And it's clearly we have no military option at all in this situation. None.
Well, other than a bunch of hardware to launch on them, but you're exactly right when you talk about equipment and boots on the ground. We're as thin as we've ever been as a country militarily.
That's right. And then if we did that, then they stream across into South Korea and, I mean, they've got a million-man strong army. They stream across to South Korea, and then we blow up the whole Korean Peninsula.
They're willing to lose lives. They're willing to lose lives, and their value of life is a lot different from ours, that's for sure. So hopefully the Chinese can get these guys under wraps, and we can be a part of it. But our national security options are limited this morning. And when we talk about, you know, are we safer and has Bush done this, that, and the other, it should have never gotten to this point. They should have never been motivated or willing to go chase this nuclear problem or this nuclear issue and make it a test and move forward. I mean, who do they view as their enemy? So this is going to be a very tense, period of time in American history. I really believe that. I don't think this North Korea thing's going away. And it wouldn't surprise me if Bush tries to do something kind of bold before the election to do the security card on us.
Yeah, that would be the next thing, and try to get off the Foley situation and try to distract the American public away from that and start to play the security card. I agree. Speaking of the Foley situation, check this out. This is Rahm Emanuel yesterday on George Stephanopoulos this week. Let's listen to this.
Based on the information we have today, the Speaker's office acted proactively, they acted aggressively, and within hours of the explicit emails coming to light, they demanded Foley's resignation. Contrast that to previous scandals.
George, here's what we know right now. No, I don't agree. What we know now, as you just said, is as far back as 2002, 2003, there were warning signs. And there are multiple conversations. And what happened since that time? Mark Foley runs for Congress in 2004. Even while they know there was problems. 2005, gets appointed to head the Missing and Abused Children Caucus for the Congress. When he wants to retire, they ask him to run for re-election in 2006, even knowing clearly that there's something amiss and wrong here. And the whole point here, let's just take one analogy. If a high school teacher was found doing this with a child, and the principal knew, and not only said to the teacher, we're going to renew your contract, the community and parents would have that principal and teacher out.
Now, that's Rahm Emanuel debating this guy Putnam from a Republican congressman from Florida. Tom Reynolds was supposed to be on that show, but canceled and didn't show up. I thought Rahm Emanuel ran over him pretty good, didn't you?
Well, I think that it's conversation and points being made by Emanuel that are not political, that are basic common sense facts, and this is where the Democrats are scoring right now with some common sense. What he just said, that soundbite, has nothing to do with politics. It has to do with parents thinking about how to handle a situation if their child was involved in this. See, Jay, I'm a firm believer that America's numb to the numbers, we're numb to the stories out of Iraq, we're numb to Rumsfeld. You know, we don't feel like we can do anything about it. We've been violated as far as trust and truth and everything else. Explaining a defense contract to an average American is one thing, but explaining something like this hits an entirely different level. And it's connecting on a level that the American people are now saying, the middle of the roaders, the demophobes out there who know what to do, but they just have never brought themselves to voting for a Democrat. They're now saying, hey, wait a minute. Maybe there's something to this cabal. Maybe there's something to this absolute power. And maybe they really are wrong and we have been hoodwinked. Interesting poll this morning. This Reynolds that you say didn't show up yesterday on ABC's This Week, he better not show up. He's down 48-33 to Jack Davis.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, he's way down. And the fact is that Reynolds, the only way you can get a job like that to head up the reelection campaign is if they deem you to be untouchable in a race, and so they don't have to resource your race at all. Now look what they've got. So this is connecting. It is an opportunity for the Democrats to pick up maybe 30 or 40 seats, and I mean that.
Well,
we could see sweeping changes like we saw in 1994.
Here's Reynolds' apology ad. Check this out.
This spring, I was told about odd but not explicit emails between Mark Foley and a page.
Odd.
I never saw a single email, not one. Even so, I reported what I had been told to the Speaker of the House. I trusted that others had investigated. Looking back, more should have been done, and for that.
And then he ends up by saying, I'm sorry. And can you ever remember a congressional candidate running an apology campaign ad?
Well, my take on that, Jay, is that he knows he's going to lose, and he wants to take the high road so he can rehabilitate himself professionally. I think this guy has conceded that he's going to lose, and I think in the thick of the race, a month away from the vote, he wants to make sure that everybody knows that he did say he was sorry before the event took place and it wasn't political. I think that's an admission of guilt. That's an admission of I'm not good enough to be your congressman. And that's an admission that I got some work to do, and I want to restore my reputation, and this is the best way to do it. I don't think that's about getting reelected. I think that's about saving face and saving his reputation and rebuilding his his character with people that may have lost his trust. That's what I think that ad is about.
Yeah, maybe he wants to go down to get a job on K Street. It's 8:18, 18 minutes after 8 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. J. Marvin and Ed Schultz. There's two stories out this morning, one in the Washington Post. Lawmakers saw Foley messages in 2000. This is the only gay Republican in Congress. Jim Kolb, I guess is his name, from Arizona, confirmed yesterday that a former page showed the congressman internet messages that it made the youth feel uncomfortable with the direction Foley was taking their email relationship. And then there's another one in the LA Times this morning. Ex-page tells a Foley liaison, this guy says it started when he was a page, email or instant messages, and then they had sexual contact, but he was over 21 at the time.
Well, as I said, this is Page program was nothing but a stable of opportunity for Foley. And there was a cabal that, and there was a cover-up, and there were people that were, you know, hoping that this wouldn't rear its ugly head and that they thought that they could contain it. They thought that they could cover it up and it wouldn't be a problem. It's not working. 52% of the American people now think that Hastert knew about it.
Yep.
29% of those people are Republicans. This is within 1 week of the scandal, 10 days of the scandal. It took Hastert 8 days to decide, well, maybe we better investigate this thing. They went out on Limbaugh's program, went out on Ingram's program, went out on all the conservative talking shows, and it didn't turn public opinion. Americans are locked into this. They know exactly what's going on here. And as I said, the parents of kids are saying, you know what, this is not the party of vote values. This is not the party of moral fiber. And they got problems over there, and it just connects all the other things that this outfit is laid on the American people. So I think there's going to be sweeping changes, but I think the message, as it was from us last night to the St. Croix County Democrats, is it still takes boots on the ground. You just can't sit home and talk about it. You got to go out and make it happen.
Yeah, I would agree. All right, last one here. Our friend George Allen is in trouble again. For the past 5 years, Senator George Allen has failed to tell Congress about stock options he got for his work as a director of a high-tech company. The Virginia Republican also asked the Army to help another business that gave him similar options.
Well, he ought to be investigated.
Yeah, I agree.
He ought to be investigated because there's an appearance here that he violated the rules. There's an appearance here that there may have been favoritism to companies because of his position and because of his financial ties. And I think that Allen's going to lose to Webb. We're going to have Webb on later on this week again. And I think that this could be the final nail in the coffin. This goes just is it's another cloud of secrecy around Allen and unveiling just who he is and how he is. I want to see how he gets out of this one. There should be an investigation on this.
I agree 100%, and I certainly do hope that that Webb wins. All right, last thing, movie tip, go see The Departed. Great film.
The Departed?
Yeah, sure, Jack Nicholson and...
okay.
Who else is in that? Leonardo DiCaprio, Matt Damon, Alex Baldwin. Just a great film. Saw it over the weekend. You'll love it.
I'll check it out.
Go check it out for sure, man.
Say, we got that Greenwald guy on today on the program. He's got another documentary out, Iraq for Sale. I haven't seen it, but I'm gonna try to watch a little bit of it today, and we're gonna got him on the program today.
Yeah, we had one of the soldiers on that's in the movie, and I did see it. Yeah, watch it; it'll infuriate you. And it's another movie that has bipartisan appeal. If conservatives would just sit down and watch this film, they would be as angry as liberals or non-committed people. It's a devastating film, and it's definitely worth people seeing. Ed, we'll
final point I want to make. We've been talking here for, what, 10, 15 minutes?
Yep.
We haven't even gotten Afghanistan or Iraq. That's how much is on the table. It's amazing.
Yeah, good point. Good
All right,
point.
Buddy.
All right. Well, listen to you this afternoon between 1 and 4, and glad you get up this morning and be on with us.
Sounds good. Thanks, Jay.
All right. Take care, Ed. There's Ed Schultz. Check him out this afternoon between 1 and 4 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk, 822, 22 minutes after 8. Okay, you want contest rules? I'll give you contest rules. And then Beaupre and Ritter. Can immigration turn this around for Beaupre? Can he make these charges that he's making? Can he make them stick? There's a poll out that shows that he's way, 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 way behind. And we'll talk about that coming up. And I also want to give you the contest rules for the...
Introducing Orbitz.com's latest innovative travel service, Orbitz TLC Mobile Access. Now you have the power of Orbitz in the palm of your hand. Our customers agree.
I got flight status in my head.
I got hotel availability
in my head.
I got my travel itinerary
in my head. I got Orbitz TLC in my head.
Anyone can use Orbitz TLC Mobile Access. Just enter mobile.orbitz.com and go.
Hotel availability in select markets.
The volume westbound now from Federal to Sheridan, and nothing major, thankfully, to report for the diagonal or the streets of Boulder. Weather today, cloudy with light rain, rain and snow mix later in the day, high of 42, currently 40 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Looking for job seekers? Advertise your employment opportunity in one of the largest job sections of the year, the October Job Fest in this Sunday's Denver Post. Put the power of the newspaper's jobs classifieds to work for you. The Denver Post and Rocky Mountain News. Power tools.
I'm Bob Kirkpatrick of Kirkpatrick Remodeling and Home Projects. Over the past 35 years, some of the most fulfilling home projects I've worked on are the ones that allow me to help improve someone else's everyday life. From building a wheelchair ramp to widening doorways, I pride myself on helping to create a barrier free environment for those with physical disabilities. Kirkpatrick Remodeling and Home Projects is here for you. Call me anytime at 720-529-5442 or look at my work and a list of references online at kirkpatrickwindowsdenver.com.
The Army National Guard.
My name is Cheryl Hatcher. I joined the National Guard because of September 11th. I wanted to make the difference in the world. The Guard is a huge help to the community. It's amazing just the support that we give to the community and that the community gives to us. If you were someone coming to me saying, I want to join the Guard, I would absolutely say that it's really one of the best decisions. We're going to give you your education. No, there's no way of saying, you know, I can't afford it. Hear the story about how the Guard changed my life at 1-800-GO-GUARD.com.
Sponsored by the Colorado National Guard. Aired by the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
Do you own a growing business that has to compete with much larger firms? Do you work at a company whose team is constantly on the road? If so, Office Evolution can improve your professional image and your efficiency by providing live answering to handle all your phone calls and 8 office locations from Highlands Ranch to Fort Collins, where you can reserve conference rooms for meetings or drop in to get work done between appointments. Call 877-EVOLUTE to learn more or visit officeevolution.com. Office Evolution. Someday, everyone will work this way.
An election year message for the people of Colorado. Don't vote.
Don't vote.
Please don't vote.
Don't vote this November.
Do what's right and don't vote.
Really? Don't vote.
Do not vote.
That's right. Don't vote.
Until you know where the candidates stand on the issues.
Find out where the candidates for governor stand on issues like affordable utilities or the multi-state bulk prescription drug purchasing legislation that allows Colorado to combine its drug purchasing power with other states to ultimately make affordable prescription drugs available to those without insurance or Medicaid.
Make an informed decision this November.
Visit don'tvote.com or call 1-800-830-7844.
And get your AARP voter's guide.
Use your head and your heart.
And then do the right thing.
And vote.
Please vote.
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 Get out and vote.
Paid for by AARP.
Hey, this is Rachel Maddow. You know, I got my start in radio by entering a local contest. Believe it or not, it's true.
Think you can handle hosting a talk show of your own?
We're looking for America's next progressive radio star.
Here's a shot at winning your own nationally syndicated weekend radio talk show.
Get the details and how you can be heard on progressive talk stations from coast to coast.
Find all the details on AM760.net.
Are you America's next progressive radio star?
We need you on AM760 Progressive Talk. Hey, 26 minutes after 8, AM 760, Progressive Talk. High today, 39. This rain could change to snow. So we'll have to see what happens there. You know, there's one cut I did not play, which I got to play for you, and I'll play it for you here in just a second. I'm not a big Wolf Blitzer fan. And I've been critical of him in the past. Media Matters has been critical of him in the past. But yesterday, Blitzer really went after this guy, Patrick McHenry, who is a Republican from North Carolina, who was out spreading this BS that the Democrats were involved in the Foley thing and that it was dirty tricks. We'll attempt to run that for you coming up. But I promise to do this for you real quick. And then we got State Senator Ken Gordon coming up talking about partisanship in the Secretary of State's office and what he thinks ought to be done and about voting. And we've got him coming up. But let me tell you, look, you know what? If I can do this, you can do it too. And if you want to be the next progressive radio star, AM 760 Progressive Talk, the Jones Radio Networks, and the Center for American Progress are looking for the next progressive talk star. Now, here's how you do this. Okay, are you listening? Here we go. We're accepting stuff now. You got to get going here. We're accepting stuff now. We need a CD or a cassette tape from you. These auditions can be no longer than 10 minutes. We're going to select the finals. AM 760 will select the finalists for a live audition to be held on October the 14th. Contestants will be judged by radio professionals and celebrity judges, and thank God I am not going to be one of the judges. The final five will be selected, and their auditions put up on the AM 760 Net website. And listeners, you will be invited to vote for your favorite. All five finalists will appear on this show, and we'll have a job interview with them. Now, the winner will be selected by judges and by the judges' scores, and listener voting will win $1,000 and be entered into the national contest. So the winner is going to get $1,000 and be entered into the national contest for this. National judges will evaluate local winners and narrow the field to 8 finalists. Quarterfinals will be held on 11-14, November the 4th, or I'm sorry, not 11-14, November the 4th. The semifinal will be November the 11th, and the finals will be November the 16th, and the winner is going to be awarded a one-year contract to do a weekend syndicated show. So there you go. Go to am760.net. Get your stuff in now, okay, because you could do this. And I get plenty of emails from people who say, you know, you suck, and you do this wrong, and you do that wrong. Well, hey, put your money where your mouth is. Get involved in this. And good luck to you. I hope we get a winner from this show. Okay, now, listen to Wolf Blitzer. Go after this guy, Patrick McHenry, from North Carolina. This is really good stuff. Check this out.
The question remains, though, what person, group, or political entity had these nasty instant messages and possessed the emails in order to solicit this story? And in a partisan environment like we're in right now in Washington, 4 weeks out from a national election, that question must be asked.
So what you're suggesting, and correct me if I'm wrong, because you've been doing this for the last few days, that Democrats are behind the timing of this, the release of this information, is that your accusation?
Well, look, all the fact points lead to one question. Did Rahm Emanuel or Nancy Pelosi have any involvement at the strategic or tactical level? This morning on This Week with George Stephanopoulos, the question was asked of Rahm Emanuel. His reaction was he did not see the instant messages or emails. He repeatedly said he did not see. I've asked him to testify under oath to assure the American people that he was not involved in this issue.
Do you have any evidence? Do you have any evidence at all that Democrats or others might have been behind the timing of this scandal?
Look.
Do you have any evidence to back that charge up?
No. Actually, If the Democrats had any issue with saying this, putting all the facts out on the table, they would say, certainly, I'll testify under oath that I had no involvement in it. They've said no.
Well, you don't have any evidence, though, right?
Well, looked at the fact
yes
that
or no.
4 weeks out.
Do you have any evidence, Congressman?
Do you have any evidence that they weren't involved?
I'm just asking if you're just throwing out an accusation,
no,
or if you have any hard evidence.
The question remains, were they involved? And if they were not involved, they need to say clearly. And it's a question.
Well,
it's not an accusation.
They are denying that they had anything to do with this.
Don't you love that? Do you have any evidence? No, do you? The facts all point to Foley and Emanuel. Come on, give me a break. There are no facts that are pointing there. The party of personal responsibility won't take responsibility for their own inaction against this guy Foley. I love that. Thank you, Wolf Blitzer. Good move. Gina, at 8:32, 28 before 9, I won't drag you into this.
Thank you.
Why? Because you're going to tell me that the Democrats did it?
No.
Don't you love that though? Do you have any evidence? No, do you?
Yeah, that's great.
These guys, take responsibility for God's sakes.
I hear ya.
You know, take responsibility. Boy, they can lecture us about it, can't they?
Yeah.
They can put their fingers at us and say, you guys on the left, you liberals, you never want to take responsibility. You don't want to live in a personal responsibility society.
Then they get caught, and it's like, oh no, Rahm Emanuel, Nancy Pelosi, I got to be behind this.
Yeah, the hypocrisy, not good.
I mean, ABC News has come out and said that they got it from a Republican. The Hill newspaper came out in a copyrighted story last week. They got it from a Republican. And they're trying to run around and shop this stuff. And I'll bet you they're shopping it like crazy on the right-wing radio stations. I'll bet you they're over there doing it.
Well, you could campaign dirty tricks.
Oh, yeah, right. Okay. Sure. It wasn't us that made Edmund Muskie cry in Maine. Okay, that's before your time. You weren't alive then, so you don't know anything about it. Okay, it's wet, it's slick out there, but so far we're not doing too bad, are we?
Actually, we're not. We just have a wreck southbound I-25 at I-70, a three-car. It's off on the right-hand shoulder. Minor problem. Surface Street, Colfax, and Airport. C-470 starting to catch some delays now through Highlands Ranch. 225 very heavy through Aurora, but nothing unusual and no major problems on either of those highways.
Get the good. Stop.
Driving around with worn-out shocks and struts can reduce ride quality, handling, braking, and even cause premature tire wear. Fortunately, this month in Napa, you can get mail-in rebates of up to $60 on the purchase of Napa Sensitrac and Reflex shocks and struts. Plus, all Napa shocks and struts are engineered to be as good or better than the ones that originally came on your car. Napa, get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff.
America's newest progressive radio star. The winner gets a one-year contract to host a nationally syndicated weekend talk show. Find all the details on AM760.net.
KD Canopy reminds parents that sometimes young adults are unsure of how to handle difficult social situations involving their friends, alcohol, and driving. Your advice can make all the difference. Talk to your teens today about their role in keeping their friends and our community safe. This is from KD Canopy, specializing in instant setup canopies. Great for shelter from the sun and light showers. Perfect for poolside concession stands at sporting events or fairs. For information, log on to kdcanopy.com.
8:35, 25 minutes in front of 9 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Homeowners, here's an important offer that will save you money. Available only for my friends at the mortgage store. They have a new 6-month with no payment program. You're going to love this. They're going to combine a 5.75% 30-year fixed loan with an exclusive 6 months with no payments plan. Now, adjustable rate mortgages go higher and higher. Credit card rates are at record highs. Get rid of all of these. Consolidate your bills into one low payment with no payments for the next 6 months. The Mortgage Store is an Inc. 500 company, and you can trust that you'll get great results. They underwrite their own loans, so they can say yes when others say no. And as a direct lender, they can close your loan in as little as a week. They've got $25 million dedicated to this program. It's not going to last long, so you've got to call right now. This 5.75% rate with only a 5.99 APR and 6 months with no payments won't last long, so don't wait. Call right now. Here's the number, 303-423-7171. That's 303-423-7171, 303-423-7171.
Marilyn Musgrave's campaign is built on two words, lying and hypocrisy. This is Representative Angie Piccioni. Marilyn lies and lies about my record. Marilyn, shame on you. You ought to be ashamed of yourself. You and your campaign know good and well I have paid back every single dime of my Colorado student loan. Every single dime. Marilyn, you are talking about a grocery bill and a Pizza Hut order while you ring up the biggest deficit in U.S. history. You help big oil companies ring up record profits while we pay record prices at the pump. No wonder Marilyn Musgrave was named one of the 13 most corrupt members of Congress. Shame on you. Marilyn, that's why we can't believe anything you say. You keep on lying about my record. I'll keep telling the truth about yours.
I'm Angie Piccioni, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message. Paid for and authorized by Angie Piccioni for Congress.
The J. Marvin Show on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 8:37. 37 minutes past the hour. High today, 39. Rain could change into some snow. AM 760 Progressive Talk. Nice to have you along. You can instant message me at am760.net and also podcasts available. If you missed any or any part of this show. You can get it on podcast at am760.net. Let's say hello to State Senator Senate Majority Leader and candidate for Secretary of the State, Ken Gordon. And Senator Gordon, good to have you back on the show.
Good morning, Jay.
It's nice of you to get up this morning and be on. The reason I wanted to have you on is because I thought of you on Friday, and we really didn't get to this on Friday, but there was an article, and I can't remember if it was in the Rocky Mountain News or the Denver Post, about the fact that there was a big get-together for Bob Beaupre's campaign, and that the honorary co-chair of that campaign was Gigi Dennis. She was there as the honorary co-chair. What is the Secretary of State, who oversees elections, doing as the co-chair, or the honorary, quote-unquote, co-chair, of a candidate's election drive or a fundraiser? What's going on there?
Well, Jay, I wrote about this actually myself. In 2000, Catherine Harris, the Secretary of State in Florida, was also chair of the Bush campaign. In 2004, Ken Blackwell, the Secretary of State in Ohio, was also chair of the Bush campaign. Because of those two examples of partisanship in an office that's supposed to be a neutral referee of elections, I carried a bill that passed in 2005 that made it illegal for the Colorado Secretary of State to be the chair of any federal or statewide partisan race. That was the bill that also required the verifiable paper audit trail on all the machines. So it's illegal for a Colorado Secretary of State to be a chair of a campaign. Now, Gigi was not chair of a campaign, but she didn't violate the letter of the law. But she did violate the spirit of it. The spirit of it is that the Secretary of State of Colorado should not be helping one side or the other in these elections, because they're supposed to be like a judge that rules on election disputes. And Gigi was one of the chairs of this fundraiser that Bush did for Bob Beaupre. So she put her name on the invitation, and she helped lend her support to Bob Beaupre, which I think is wrong.
Which is breaking the spirit of the letter of the law, and is something she shouldn't be doing. And it's obvious that she's a political hack. But the thing is, your opponent who's running against you, Mike Kaufman, he has nothing to say about this.
Well, actually, he was there, too, but I'm not as critical of him because he's not the Secretary of State yet, or ever, hopefully. He was there, but what he said, actually, he did say something. He said that he wouldn't have done it.
So he did say that, because I didn't read that, so
yeah.
I hadn't heard that.
Well, Donetta Davidson, I was the Republican Secretary of State a few years ago, and I talked to her when I was thinking about running, and she said, Ken, I never got involved in any races when I was Secretary of State because, I thought that was wrong. And so I took that as good advice. I'm going to do the same thing. And too bad Gigi didn't take that advice as well.
What's wrong with the idea of taking this office, which a lot of people don't think about very often? And the reason they don't is because it doesn't get a lot of play. And if you look at the polls that are run about the statewide races, most people haven't turned on to the race on this office yet, according at least to the Denver Post and the Rocky Mountain News. But what's wrong with taking this vitally important office, which oversees the democratic process in this state, and taking the party affiliation out of it?
I think that would probably be a good idea. I think some other states have looked at that as well. I think that's a good idea. I mean, we can't do it before this election, but that makes sense to me. Let me say this. The right to vote is the right upon which all other rights are based. So let's say you care about education, or you care about health care, or you care about protecting the environment. Whatever you care about, you want your values to become laws, and the way you do that is through the election process, by electing people that have those values. If the election process is flawed, then the will of the people doesn't become the laws of the land. And since the Secretary of State is in charge of making sure that the election is fair, honest, and has integrity, it's an extremely important office, and I hope that people do attend to that. I hope that people, some people are going to go vote in the governor's race, and they may not vote all the way down the ticket. So I'm encouraging people, make sure you vote all the way down the ticket.
If you win, and I have no doubt that you will win. I mean, you'll be the next Secretary of State. Although I don't think any of us should take anything for granted, and
no,
we definitely have to get out and vote.
Right.
But if you win, would you would you bring this up as a topic? Would you entertain this idea? Would you try to talk to the legislature? Would you try to talk to the next governor about taking the Secretary of State's office and changing it so that when you run, you have to take an ironclad... In other words, take out the Republican-Democratic part of it and that you would run just as a candidate.
I'm going to say yes. That's one of the topics I'm going to look at. I'm also interested in other things, though. That's important, but we have to change the way we finance campaigns in this state, too. And if somebody is not dependent on a partisan label but is dependent on special interest money, that's another problem with the Secretary of State's office or any office. So I want to look at money in politics because I think that's a bigger issue, and it affects every race. That's why I personally don't accept contributions from special interest PACs. I want to be independent in that office, and I'm the only candidate in this race, or maybe most races, who doesn't accept contributions from special interest PACs.
And that was going to be my next question about public financing, but let me ask you very quickly.
I think public financing is something we should look at. People say, well, you know, it's welfare for politicians, or we don't want to spend the money on that. But you're spending hundreds and thousands of times more in tax breaks and subsidies for big contributors than you would spend if people actually financed campaigns and made the elected officials accountable to the voters rather than special interests.
And how's fundraising going without accepting any special interest money?
It's going pretty well. I've gotten two or three times as many contributions as my opponent. They're smaller contributions, but all in all, we're holding our own. I think we may even be a little bit ahead of him. And thanks for asking. My website is kengordon.com if anybody wants to, you know, come by and either send me an email. My email is ken@kengordon.com. And at kengordon.com, you can find out more or contribute or, you know, volunteer.
Yeah, definitely. I think people should definitely go there, and you may end up being one of the big trailblazers and big pioneers in this state in the electoral process.
I'm hoping that I win without taking PAC money, and that other people look at this race and say, see, it's possible. The voters like that. I'm going to do that. That's what I'm hoping.
Well, we need to restore integrity back to the Secretary of State's office, and you're the guy to do it. So I urge everybody to check out your campaign and to definitely go out and vote for you, and go to kengordon.com and chip in as little or as much as you possibly can, and let's get this thing righted, because we've got the special interest question, we've got the partisanship and the office question, we've got the voting machine question. A lot of us are, including myself, I'm going to vote absentee because I don't trust the machines. I mean, we've got all of this stuff going on, and we need somebody in there strong to show leadership and to straighten this stuff out.
Let me urge everybody to vote, too, and take it upon yourself to talk to other people. You know, I'll bet the people listening to your show are probably pretty connected and tend to vote, but they all know people who work with them or live next door to them or relatives who don't think it's important, think it's somebody else's job, think that democracy is just something that somebody else does, and that's the farthest thing in the world from the truth. I've got three quotes that I'm using. One is, bad politicians are sent to Washington by good people who don't vote. Another one is, Pericles said this, he said, just because you aren't interested in politics doesn't mean that politics isn't interested in you. And what I've been saying is, when 50% of the people vote, and that's about how many people vote in our highly attended elections in the United States, when 50% of the people vote, we live in half a democracy, and in half a democracy, the values of the American people don't become law.
One last question. This doesn't have to do with your race, but
okay.
You've been around. You've observed this stuff for a long time.
Yeah.
You think Bob Beaupre can turn this deficit in the poll numbers around in the 4 weeks he's got left?
The only way that would happen is if Democrats and unaffiliates and Republicans who are supporting Bill Ritter think, well, I don't have to show up. He's doing well. It's everybody's responsibility to vote. The whole election depends on each person, on you. Whoever's listening to this, the election entirely depends on you. So that would be the only way that Ritter could lose, is if his supporters take it for granted and don't show up.
All right, State Senator Ken Gordon and Majority Leader State Senator Ken Gordon and candidate for Secretary of State. Go to kengordon.com. Thank you once again for being on the program, and thanks for providing your wise counsel.
Jay, it's always a pleasure.
All right, thank you. There's Ken Gordon, and go to kengordon.com. 847, 13 away from 9. If you missed any part of that interview, you can check it out on podcast at am760.net. It's 847. Did I say that? I already did. And already, when I said it, it was no good because it turned to be 848, which is 48 minutes past the hour. We'll go to open phones now at 303-713-7600. Anything you want to talk about, we'll talk about immigration and the governor's race tomorrow because we're not going to get to it this morning, so we'll do it tomorrow. But we'll talk about anything you want to talk about. Here's Gina, who wants to talk about the wet traffic out there.
Thanks, Jay. Well, no new freeway problems, even though we have wet roads, so it hasn't been too bad of a ride considering the weather. Still dealing with that wreck off to the shoulder, southbound 25 at I-70. Stop and go south of I-70 towards Spear, of course, as you make your way toward downtown. Northbound lanes of I-25 have been really sluggish all morning as well through the bridges. We're still doing pretty good at the tech center. 225 through Aurora, dragging now Parker to Mississippi on the northbound lanes, and you have the typical excess southbound at the DTC. Weather today, cloudy with light rain. Rain and snow mix later in the day. Only a high of 42. Right now, 41 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
Looking for job seekers? Advertise your employment opportunity in one of the largest job sections of the year, the October job...
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Are you thinking about buying a used car, truck, or SUV? Well, you'll save time and a boatload of cash guaranteed at CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll be amazed at the selection. Over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs right at your fingertips and right here in Denver. All makes, all models, even program cars, all with special, low internet pricing. CheaperUsedAutos.com. You're gonna love it. Find what you're looking for now at CheaperUsedAutos.com.
Howdy, I'm Dr. Don Martis with Comfort Dental East Colfax. Did you ever wish your dentist would switch places with you under that bright light and big needle? Well, I wasn't born a dentist, so I know firsthand the pain and the fear. I try my best to make every patient relaxed and every procedure as nice as possible. We have financing available and we accept most insurance plans. If you don't have insurance, we still have the lowest prices around. I treat my patients the way I want to be treated, with no surprises, and I stand behind my work. I'm Dr. Don Martis for Comfort Dental. We'll be there when you need us.
Stands at sporting events or fairs. For information, log on to kdcanopy.com.
At Aetna, we want you to know that the right information can help you make better decisions, that your small business can now have a big range of health plans.
Today's Aetna offers Colorado easy and affordable benefits plans designed just for small businesses, including health, pharmacy, dental, disability, and life insurance. Even consumer-directed solutions like HSAs.
At Aetna, we want you to know that your healthcare network can be as strong as your business network.
Aetna offers over 7,400 primary care and specialist physicians in our strong statewide network.
At Aetna, we want you to know that even though we insure nationally, we serve locally.
To better serve small businesses, Aetna has staff located right here in Denver.
At Aetna, we want you to know, because with the right information, you can make better healthcare decisions. To find out more, call your broker or Aetna representative.
Plans are offered by Aetna Life Insurance Company. Health insurance plans contain exclusions and limitations. Colorado Network data as of 6106.
8:51, 9 minutes away from 9 o'clock here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Did you notice that yesterday in the Denver Post, Rocky's Auto's got a little blurb in the Denver Post about the current television commercial that they're running, which is spoofing Bob Beaupre's TV commercials. I just cracked up because the commercial is funny, and they do such a great job. And you can see all of their commercials on their website, Rocky's Auto's, put an S in there, .com. They are just the greatest bunch of folks, and I was privileged on Friday to attend one of their weekly business meetings in which they have everybody in there to discuss things that go on, to talk about what they can do to make things better. And one of the things they always stress is customer service. You hear this every single time out of them. And it shows because they're Colorado's number one volume dealer. Why is that? Because people not only go back time after time, but they also talk to other people about Rockies, and you'll do exactly the same thing. They have a huge, diverse inventory of over 550 models on the lot. Anything you can think of, from Saab, Volkswagen, Honda, Nissan, Toyota, Dodge, Chevy, Ford, and the list just goes on and on and on. and they got great people working out there. Excuse me, the Al Shear brothers, my buddies Tom and Marv. Go out there and ask them. Spanky Herrera, Gerard Menard, Freddie Lebrato, all of the folks working out there, Jim Monroe, they're all good, good people and try very, very hard. And I don't even have time to list all the people who work out there because they've got over 100 employees. But their one thing is you. That's what they're concerned about. So check them out online at RockiesAutos.com or get out there and see them. They're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. They've been family-owned and operated since 1982, and they'd love to welcome you in to the Rockies family, whether you buy a car from them or not. Rockies Autos, located at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of Boulder Turnpike. And when you're out there, ask about their matching down incentive up to $1,500. You put down $15, they'll put down $15, and you've got $3,000 towards your next purchase.
We have a coming out secret. A new show is coming to AM 760 weekends. For now, we're keeping it quiet, but beginning October 15th, tune in and get ready for something loud on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Don't procrastinate. Call the Mortgage Store right now at 303-423-7171 and start saving money today. It's fast, it's easy, and they're open evenings and weekends. The Mortgage Store, 303-423-7171.
Hi, it's Al Franken. I'm coming up after Jay on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Some Ziggy Marley for your listening of pleasure here, 8:54. 54 minutes past the hour. High today, 39. This could change from rain to snow. Ugh. AM 760, Progressive Talk. Open phones now, 303-713-7600. Three lines open, and anything you want to talk about, anything we've covered here this morning, if you missed any part of this show, go to am760.net, and you can go there for a podcast. You can go there to instant message me. And also, our Talk Superstar contest, you can get rules and find out how to enter by going to am760.net. What, John?
Hey, I just want to interject here. I've had a couple calls this morning, people having trouble finding the rules for that contest. If you can't click on the front page there, just go to the events page, and if you open up the events page, it'll be right there. So that is the for sure way to find all that information.
Well, all right. So that's where you go. Where do you go?
To the events page up top, and you'll see a little bar going across the middle. Click on the events page, and that'll show you. It just gives you a brief rundown. Then you click on another link, and it gives you the full list of rules.
Okay, great. Let me give some instant messages at this point, which you can also do at am760.net. This is from Rich. Just wanted to give you a heads up on a PBS special that you might want to see. I watched Bill Moyers' Abramoff special last week. And was shocked at the level of corruption exposed. I consider myself an informed citizen, but the special exposed information that I never knew, thought you might be interested. And you can go to PBS's website. He's provided me here with a link. And, Rich, thanks, and I will check that out. There's no question about it. I'm on that. And also, here's from Virginia, who says, wasn't it Rummy who gave the reactors to North Korea if they promised not to make weapons? I don't know if that's the case. About that, I'll have to go back and do research on that. All right, 303-713-7600. Do I have time to squeeze Alan on here? Do we have time? All right. Let me get him on. Alan in Westminster, you got 2 minutes. Go ahead, man. Make your case.
Hey, Jay. I can't tell you how much I admire you. You're great.
Well, thanks, man.
I just wanted to interject the point here that we've got all these veterans standing out on the street corners that aren't getting their benefits. The VA is understaffed and underfunded, but boy, they can sure always build prisons to put people away for smoking pot, and they spend all these hundreds of thousands of dollars to bus people that are buying grow lights or maybe making $500 or so worth of, but usually it's just for themselves, you know. The cost $40,000 a year to lock somebody up. These people are planning on putting them away for 40 years over 100 and some pounds of marijuana. Well, if you do the math, you know, $40,000 a year times 2 times 40, that's a lot of change to, you know, spend to try to stop these people from messing around with. It's a substantial amount of marijuana, and I'm not going to deny that. And I'm going to also side with questioning whether or not they actually need it that much for their religious activity. But the hypocrisy of it is just getting so sick, you know.
How about this idea? How about if you legalized it for people over the age of 21 and taxed it?
Exactly. And then we'd be able to pay off a lot of stuff. The other thing I want to put forward is the, you know, you take the, you press the seeds, get oil, you ferment the seeds, get alcohol, you take 9 parts oil to 1 part alcohol, you put it in a reactor, you get diesel fuel. And if we were just to get 20% of what we use in fuel off of using hemp seed, all the other materials, the paper, the fiber, the protein from the seeds, things that the other byproducts besides just the diesel fuel that we could get, we could. I want to see them rebuild the Delta down there in New Orleans with hemp rope that they could. There would be a lot, you know. Like we could
Feel
up the Dutch with the Zyder Z and all that stuff.
Right. There's definitely a lot of advantages. Alan, I gotta go. I gotta get some news.
All
thanks,
right.
Man.
God bless you. Thank you for letting me on the air.
You
great.
Bet. You got it. All right, open phones continues next.
Got what it takes to host your own radio talk show? We're looking for America's newest progressive radio star. The winner gets a one-year contract to host a nationally syndicated weekend talk show. Find all the details on AM760.net.
Jen, it's Paul. Listen, go to Radio Shack and get me a Sprint camera phone. Why Radio Shack? Because they're number one in wireless customer service. And you can get another camera phone for you absolutely free.
Buy the A640 by Samsung at Radio Shack for $29.99 and get another one free after $30 Radio Shack mail-in rebate with new customer two-year subscriber agreement on each. Available at Radio Shack, your neighborhood wireless store. Offer good through 10/14/06 with credit approval. $36 activation and $200 early termination fees apply per phone. Restrictions apply. Details in store.
Travelocity presents the Gigantinormous Sale.
Holiday, here I come!
Save $100 instantly on your vacation.
Smashing!
Plus, get $200 off your next one.
Cha-ching, bada-bing!
Hurry, save up to $300.
300 buckaroos? That's mucho moolah!
Book now. Sale ends November 16th. Restrictions apply. For details and other great deals, visit Travelocity.com or AOL keyword travel. Travelocity. You'll never roam alone.
J. Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rhodes. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk. KKZN, Fortin, Denver, Boulder. And on AM760.net.
CBS News. I'm Peter Mayer, live at the White House.
Today's claim by North Korea serves only to raise tensions.
President Bush's first response to word of a North Korean underground nuclear test.
The United States condemns this provocative act. Once again, North Korea has defied the will of the international community, and the international community will respond.
It is responding now at the UN Security Council. The president's been in touch with the leaders of Japan, South Korea, Russia, and China.
We reaffirmed our commitment to a nuclear-free Korean Peninsula, and all of us agree that the proclaimed actions taken by North Korea are unacceptable.
The administration hopes for U.N. sanctions against North Korea. Live at the White House, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
I'm Lucy Kraft in Tokyo. Japan's Prime Minister Shinzo Abe expressed solidarity with China and South Korea in condemning North Korea's first ever nuclear test at the end of a series of summits aimed at restoring strained ties among the Asian nations. Prime Minister Abe called for bolstering missile defense and other areas of security cooperation with the U.S. Japan's also considering stiffer financial sanctions on the rogue state.
I'm Nick Young. North Korea's action comes as the UN Security Council recommends the foreign minister of South Korea, Ban Ki-moon, to succeed Kofi Annan as Secretary General. The General Assembly must approve the nomination. Annan leaves at the end of the year after a decade in his post. Still, questions swirling around an incident last night at a police base south of Baghdad where several hundred officers fell ear during a Ramadan meal. CBS News reporter Phil Itner has more.
Iraqi authorities dispute the claim that any policeman died after eating a meal that caused hundreds of others at one camp to become seriously ill. There are also questions as to whether or not the food was poisoned or simply spoiled. Nevertheless, an Iraqi general says his forces did arrest the contractors who provided the food, and an investigation has begun. Phil Itner, CBS News, Baghdad.
There's been a fresh spate of violence in the country with gunmen dressed in military uniforms assassinating the brother of Iraq's vice president in his Baghdad home. And in Sadr City, gunmen kidnapped 11 soldiers at a checkpoint. Who puts the best wheels on the road? In its annual survey, a research company says Honda ranks first as the best complete auto line. Strategic Vision's Alexander Edwards says the main reason is creativity.
They are producing very innovative products with new and innovative styling for the new Civic and innovation in the Ridgeline.
Now, GM was the only one of Detroit's big three to place any vehicles in the survey's top ranks. A Columbia University professor has been named this year's winner of the Nobel Prize in Economics. Edmund Phillips is being honored for his work on inflation and its effects on unemployment. So far this year, the Nobels have been a clean sweep for the Americans. The Literature and Peace Prizes have yet to be awarded. Checking stocks, the Dow is down 21, the NASDAQ off a fraction. This is CBS News.
Mr. Jackson, we're calling to say you're late on your credit card bill. Can you please call us to schedule a payment and avoid future late fees?
If you're getting collection calls from your credit card companies and you want to put a stop to it, gather your bills now and call the Debt Helpline.
Mr. Jackson, we've been trying to reach you. If we don't hear from you soon, your account will go into collections.
We can help you stop the late and over limit fees on most of your credit cards and reduce your high interest rates, in some cases up to 60%.
Mr. Jackson, this is our last warning call. The next call will be from our legal department.
Get your debt and credit card bills under control. Gather your bills and call today for a free consultation on how we can help you get out of debt. 800-709-4395. 800-709-4395. 800-709-4395.
Good morning. I'm Corey Lopez with an AM 760 local news update now. Estimates of nearly 4,000 cyclists, motorcyclists, turning out this weekend for the first Columbine to Canyon ride in honor of Emily Keyes, the 16-year-old killed by a gunman at Platte Canyon last month. Raise money for the I Love You Guys Foundation, nearly 4,000 rode. Columbine principal Frank DeAngelo says the tragedies at both high schools has brought them together.
Even though 40 miles separates us, there is this bond that has been forged, the bond of goodness. And what we saw today was good to prevail over evil, and you all made a part of this.
DeAngelis says the students and staff at Columbine raised $20,000 for the I Love You Guys Foundation before the ride. Invesco Field at Mile High could lock a lot more white than green tonight. That's great news for Colorado ski resorts. They get a bump in reservations when it snows on Monday night. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Corey Lopez. Now, Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, Corey. Well, we're doing fine for a dreary Monday, a free of stalls or wrecks right now on the interstates. We do have some residual delays southbound 25 approaching I-70, but that crash off to the shoulder. Still just seeing the congestion southbound 25, 104th to 84th. No let up just yet into downtown. You can also expect some additional travel time northbound. We've had full lanes between Colorado Boulevard and Broadway most of the morning.
Do you know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right. The secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read one. Hi, I'm Steve Glick, CEO of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret, developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your whole family. Kids do better in school, teens can actually score higher on their college entrance exams, and busy adults can gain that ever-important edge at work. This free demo is only available for a limited time. Call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family.
Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-398-4022. That's 1-800-398-4022. 1-800-398-4022.
Sir, what would you do without glass?
Well, I'd be picking a lot more bugs out of my teeth.
And you, ma'am?
I'd be able to walk around naked all day. Woo!
What do you like most about glass?
I like how, you can see through it.
And you?
I like how it holds beer.
But, as everyone knows, glass breaks. And when it does, call Shock Glass at 720-266-4914. They're the insurance specialist and will handle all the paperwork for you, home, auto, or commercial. When glass breaks, think Shock Glass at 720-266-4914.
Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how to get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Call 303-713-8318. 303-713-8318.
I stumble around a lot, and if I can do this, anybody can do it. So, you know what? Step forward. Let's go. You can get involved. We want you to win. Also, you can instant message me at am760.net. And the other thing is you can get podcasts there at am760.net. You missed any part of the program, like we discussed North Korea, between 6 and 7 this morning. If you didn't get up that early, you can go back and get the podcast at am760.net. It's open phones now at 303-713-7600. anything you want to talk about, we can do it. Some speculation here about North Korea. I was thinking about this. Ed Schultz and I were talking about it last hour. Okay, does the GOP take the nuclear explosion, the North Korean nuclear explosion, does the GOP take that and start playing the fear card? Because this has knocked the Foley story out of the number one position. So you've got to be happy about that if you're them. But do they turn around and go, okay, see what, we're under threat, and only we can protect you? Even though North Korea has no delivery capability, and the worst thing that they could do, which would be terrible, is to take this technology and deal it to Al-Qaeda or any other terrorist group out there. So does the GOP play that card? Do they turn around and say, well, you see, we're the people to keep you safe, and we're the people to keep to get a hold of this nuclear situation, and we're the people to keep it under control, and the Democrats aren't going to be able to do that. They're weak, and blah, 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 and you've heard all of that played out before, and they've used it before. So will they be able to gain any traction on this, do you think? So that's something to consider as far as the GOP situation and the Korean nuclear test goes. That's something at least to think about. Then the other thing I wanted to bring up is, how many of you, because it scored number one in the box office over the weekend, how many of you saw the movie The Departed with Jack Nicholson, Matt Damon, and a whole host of other people, Alex Baldwin, and a British actor that I really like, and I never get his last name right, Ray Winstone, I believe is his last name, who was in what I think is one of the best movies of all time, Sexy Beast, and he was in that, and Mark Wahlberg was in it, and Martin Sheen was in it, and it was a great film. An absolute great film. And I'm wondering, if you saw it, who do you think did a more outstanding job? Do you think Nicholson did, or do you think that Leonardo DiCaprio did? Because a lot of people are talking about Oscar nominations for Leonardo DiCaprio. And I got to tell you something. Mary and I were talking about this. I never liked him, but I thought he did a great job in this film. I thought he was outstanding. And I wonder if any of you saw this, or if Mary and I and two of our friends were the only people who went to see it out of this listening audience. Because it made something like $27 million over the weekend at the box office. And what a great film. Absolutely just a great film. Only complaint about it would be, and it's a minor one, only complaint would be that maybe it could have been shorter, but maybe not. Great film. Really, just can't say enough about it. And I don't know how anything else, the only other thing out there that I want to see as bad, I definitely want to go see Jesus Camp. And then the other one I want to see is The King of Scotland, where Forest Whitaker plays Idi Amin. And I understand that that's, like, supposed to be a great film. That got great reviews. And a lot of people are talking about it. And I definitely want to see that. And I am so tempted to say to Mary, let's play hooky this afternoon and go see the Forest Whitaker film. Because it's rain turned to mixed with snow, Monday, why not? And if I thought we could pull this off, if I thought we could really pull this off, because I don't think we could, and I haven't done any advanced research on this, I would get on the air and I would tell you where the King of Scotland is playing, and I would say, Mary and I are going to be there at 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, tell your boss you've got to have some personal time off, or whatever excuse you want to use, and meet us there. And we'll all go to the movies and hang out. We probably could even talk John Turk into coming with us. John was on the phone. He was screening the calls. I didn't put any advanced research into this, and it's too late to do it now, but we should do it some Monday, since Monday is always a tiring day anyway. We should have played hooky this afternoon. We should have told everybody to join us to go see the King of Scotland, and then we were going to go see it at 1 or 2 o'clock, whenever the movie time was, tell them the theater, and tell them to take time off work and just come join us.
Yeah, I'd join you for that.
Yeah, informally. Could you get Stacy to go?
Yeah, today might be an issue, but yeah, if it's something we plan in the future, yeah, I'd bring her along.
I mean, we'd probably get 3 people, maybe.
Only if we get Jackass 2 thrown in the rotation there somewhere.
No, we're not doing Jackass 2. We'd probably get 3 people, maybe. 4 people would probably show up. I mean, how many people could call in and say, or how many people could go up to their boss and go, gee, you know, I got a dentist appointment at 1 o'clock and disappear from their job for a couple hours to go watch a movie? See, the beauty behind this would be, the beauty behind this movie outing business would be this. First of all, the radio station would not be involved, so it would just be between us. So we wouldn't have to go to management, we wouldn't have to get any clearance from management, we wouldn't have to have them involved, they wouldn't set down any ground rules, we could go. Second thing is, we're all playing hooky. And I love to defy the rules. And third is, everybody pays for their own way. And you pay for your own refreshments at the film, popcorn or whatever you want to have. So, how can the radio station come to us and say, well, you can't do this because we would have to spend money and we don't want to spend any money? It wouldn't be that. It would just be us. And if it didn't work and nobody showed up, we'd enjoy the film anyway. But if people came, if like-minded people came like us, we'd have an even better time. I always hate when you have to go to management and say, well, gee, can I do this? And we have to get organized on this. And because then you got to get all these clearances and rules and all this stuff. And who wants to go through all that? Let's just go have a good time. Okay, let's go to the phones. We go to Lou in Fayetteville, Arkansas. Lou, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Jay.
Hi.
In answer to your last question about the Republicans taking advantage of this thing in North Korea, I don't really know how they can. They've had complete control of the government for 6 years. It happened on their watch, and it would be just sour grapes on their part. I just don't see how they're going to make anything out of that. But,
well, they could claim, here's how they could do it. They could claim that, yeah, they've had control, but now things have escalated into a serious level, and they are the party of quote unquote, even though we know this isn't true, national security, and you got to cast your lot with us.
Yeah, well, I don't think it's going to fly this time. But that's primarily what I called you about. You had this young man on earlier about hemp.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I worked narcotics in Michigan back in 1968, and we found out at the very beginning we were running across field after field of what they call volunteer plants. And if the whole state of Michigan, plus many other states, is covered with hemp that was grown during the Second World War and coming back year after year. So there's already a policy. I mean, they've already done it in the past. It was replaced. It was made. It was being grown for rope because we couldn't get different materials. But after they come up with nylon, they develop nylon, then they quit growing it, but it's still out there, and the government has already authorized this. So if it can be used to replace even a small amount of the crude oil, I say do it, you know, because it's already been done.
I have no problem with it. I think the whole debate over marijuana is stupid.
Well, it's stupid anyhow.
Yeah, you know? It is. It's dumb. And if anybody thinks that we're crazy, they can call up at 303-713-7600 and show us why it is.
Yeah.
That we should not be able, as adults, I'm not talking about kids now, I'm talking about adults, that we should not be able to have marijuana.
Yeah. Well, I gave, when I worked drugs, I worked in the 8th largest county in the country. I was the only officer in that county, speed officer, for almost a year. And I also gave many lectures, and I told people back in 1968 that it was a stupid policy, And if they didn't, of course, I was going against my department at the time. It was a stupid policy, and if they didn't change the law, or if they didn't change the way they were enforcing the drug laws, we were going to have problems 30 years later. Well, I was right. They were wrong. So, you know, it's just that simple. The problem is even worse today than it was then. And we've got over 500,000 young kids in prison by sadistic judges, 17 to 30 years. 19-year-old kid sent to prison for 30 years for violating a marijuana law on three occasions. Now, this is it's not a ludicrous. It's grotesque, if you want to be perfectly honest about it.
Yeah, it is. It's stupid. Yeah. And it's a waste of money. Lou, thank you, man. Appreciate
okay.
the call.
Talk to you.
All right, talk to you. One line open at 303-713-7600. By the way, there's been a school shooting in Missouri. A 13-year-old boy pointed an AK-47, I guess, a gun at two students and two administrators, but nobody, thankfully, was injured. So we got another school shooting in Missouri. Nobody injured, though. I believe it's in Joplin, Missouri, or outside of Joplin, Missouri. How do you explain this? How do you explain all these school shootings? 9:18, 18 minutes after 9 a.m., 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you.
Have you ever had a diet fail because you were hungry all the time?
If you have, don't worry. It's not your fault. It's almost impossible to lose weight if you're always hungry. Hi, I'm Scott Johnson.
And I'm Steve Bostick. We're the creators of Right Size Smoothies. The secret is a cutting-edge appetite manager called Appamine.
It's in the smoothie. You drink the smoothie, it knocks out your appetite, it helps you burn more calories than you take in safely and without being hungry.
And that's what leads to weight loss. I just talked to someone who ordered Right Size. Her name is Ann. And she's already lost 17 pounds.
Because it's such a great product, we're going to do something crazy here. We're going to let you try Right Size Smoothies free for 2 full weeks.
Just call within the next 15 minutes, and our operators are going to tell you how you can try our smoothies free. See how it works for you, and either you lose the weight or you'll never pay for them.
Call within the next 15 minutes for your free trial of Right Size Smoothies. 1-800-644-1454. That's 1-800-644-1454. 1-800-644-1454.
Quality, value, design, innovation, customer satisfaction, strength. At Engel Homes, it's simply better. At Engel Homes, they understand that purchasing a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. That's why they make it their mission to make this experience the best it can be. From condominiums to townhomes to gorgeous single-family homes, Engel Homes has something perfect for you. Consider McKay Landing, Broomfield's community of choice. Nestled between McKay Lake and a golf course, McKay Landing offers a 16-acre central park area, including a rec center with a swimming pool, playing fields, tot lot and city park, daycare center, and elementary school. With townhome-style living from the upper 100s, single-family homes from the low 300s, and estate homes from the mid-400s, McKay Landing has something for everyone. Visit one of McKay Landing's 10 decorated models today. Would you like to find out more about Engel Homes? Pull up the media player and click on the banner, or visit EngelHomesColorado.com to find out more about McKay Landing. That's EngelHomesColorado.com.
We're talking with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away?
Yeah, it's called The Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare. But you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And the kit is free.
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right out.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-550-7870. Again, that's 1-800-550-7870. 1-800-550-7870.
Conference rooms for meetings or drop in to get work done between appointments. Call 877-EVOLUTE to learn more or visit officeevolution.com. Office Evolution. Someday, everyone will work this way.
Bacon, Eggs, and J. Marvin on AM 760 in the morning. Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 9:22, 22 minutes after 9, high today 39, rain mixed with snow later on in the day. J. Marvin here at AM 760, Progressive Talk. and it's open phones, 303-713-7600. Let's go back to the phones. Here's Stephan in Thornton. Stephan, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
How you doing?
Hi.
I got a quick question. Your take on a couple of different polls. You'll recall there was a pollster by the name of Andrew Myers, I think, that had said that some of the independents or others were having doubts about Ritter, and, you know, he needs to go after Beaupre, take his head off. And then, of course, then the Mason-Dixon poll comes out over the weekend in the Post and says that Bill is clearly ahead in all portions of the state by 15 points.
So the question would be...
Well, I mean, your take on that. Why the disparity there? I mean, I have a tendency to believe the latter, but, you know, just wondering what this guy was trying to... I mean, you know that there's going to be a lot of bombs coming, and the GOP being that far behind, that's their only option at this point. But I'm just wondering why there's such a discrepancy there.
I don't know, but, you know, you see that in a lot of polls. You see discrepancy, and maybe it's sample size, maybe it's... I can't answer that. The only thing... That I believe in regards to Bill Ritter is that he, while he should not stoop to Beaupre's level, he should answer Bob Beaupre. He should come forward, and I think he's doing that, and answering about Beaupre's distortion of his record.
Correct.
And I think people also need to realize that when you sit in a position where you're 15 points behind, now his Beaupre's people are calling that wrong. They're saying that's wrong. But let's say that you're 15 points behind. The only thing you can do, you're right, is throw bombs. I mean,
yes.
You just got to be as negative and as dirty and in the mud as you possibly can. But one thing that's kind of unique about Bill Ritter, and this is something I really, really like about him, and I respect him for this tremendously. He told me a long time ago, long time ago, he and I spoke at a function together. We were the only two speakers on the bill, and he told me a long time ago that he knew that they were going to do this, and that they were prepared for it, and that they were going to match Beaupre with the facts, and that they were going to get the facts out there. So he's not a guy who will lay down. He's not a guy who gets run over. He's a guy who... is extremely secure in his own skin, knowledgeable, a good debater, has great ideas, can't find, I didn't warm up to him at first, but I can't find much wrong with him, and I just believe that he should just lay the facts out and keep laying them out and keep laying them out, and I think he ought to answer Beaupre's charges about immigration this way, and we're going to get into this more tomorrow, but I think he should answer it this way. Bob, you've sat in Congress for how long?
Correct.
Show us the major immigration legislation that you've introduced.
Right.
Because immigration, in the end, is a federal problem, not a state problem. And, Bob, you haven't done a damn thing.
Right, right. I think there's that likability factor that you talked about. And I say to friends of mine who may be undecided, hey, I'd buy a used car from Bill Ritter. I really would. He's just a pretty straight shooter.
Well, he is. What,
you know.
what you see out of Bill Ritter is what you get. He's not going to BS you. He's not going to tell you something that isn't true.
Correct.
And he is very, 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 very straightforward and very open.
And I think that's where he's picking up a lot of that unaffiliated and even some of the Republican support. And, you know, despite the fact that some of these pollsters want to say, well, you know, yeah, there's going to be bombs coming, I think, like you said. And that gets in the other aspect of you look at the paper today, the two different campaigns, and I think Ritter has run a very good campaign. He's got a good staff, and they're attuned to what's going on. And, you know, my biggest fear is just some of the deadbeat Dems, and you know, we've seen that up here in this region as we walk for local candidates and whatnot. You know, people that I guess the sheets say that they vote, but sometimes, you know, when you talk to me, well, I haven't voted, blah, 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 blah. You know, and I think Senator Gordon had made a comment that you do need to get out and exercise your right. And hopefully, you know, this wave will, you know, take over. I don't know. It's hard to tell, and it's the sort of prediction game. It's like predicting football games sometimes, you know.
Well,
you don't know. But.
The best thing to do is not take anything for granted.
Correct.
And all of us who are going to vote and all of us who are concerned, make sure that you reach out to your friends. Make sure that you reach out to your neighbors. And make sure you get them to go to the polls and to vote, because they need to know that this is the most serious election probably of our lifetimes, and that it's very, very important that we change the direction of this country, and that we change the direction of the state, and that we have somebody as the governor who's got ideas on how to take this state forward, and who is innovative and a thinking individual, rather than a party hack like Both Ways Bob, and somebody who doesn't really tell the truth. And by the way, I'd like Bob to explain to us about what happened to his farm that he talks about, which I guess he turned into a water-guzzling golf course, which then some of the neighbors who lived near that golf course, which he also developed those homes, I guess they sued him, and the court found him negligent. That's another story that's going around that doesn't get much coverage. And I think Bob should explain to us about this. If you can't administer a golf course and housing development, how the hell are you going to run the state of Colorado?
Makes good sense to me.
And I think you got to come forward and say something about that.
Good point. Thank you very much.
You got it.
Take care.
Yeah, Both Ways Bob is a disaster for the state. There's no question about that. That's why there are Republicans, that's why there are independents, that's why there are people all across the board that are going for Bill in a big way. And to me, he's one of the brightest, most rational candidates for statewide office that I've run across in a long, 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 long time. And I've lived in a lot of states, and I've seen a lot of governor's races, and this guy's really got it on the ball. He's really got it on the ball. And I would remind Bob Beaupre, I would remind Both Ways Bob, and I would remind the Beaupre camp that when you live in a glass house, you shouldn't throw stones. And I think all of us, when it comes to this whole debate where Beaupre thinks he's got an opening on this immigration issue, we should all ask Both Ways Bob, what did you do about immigration when you sat in Congress? Because this is a federal problem, not a state problem, and you held federal office and still do. And what have you done about it? And you should answer up to that, and hopefully somebody in the media will ask him that question again and again and again and again and again. And Bob, if you want to come on the show and you want to talk to me about it, I'd be happy to talk to you about it. I mean, I'd love to see what you'd say about what you've done. And by the way, what was that vote on your bank where you voted to take matricular cards as IDs when you talked tough on immigration, but then you turn around and you pull a move like that? In other words, Bob, you can't have it both ways, but you don't seem to learn that. Bob doesn't learn that. And by the way, I'm interested also in the idea of how many of you thought it was impressive that Bob had the president here, who's got the lowest poll numbers, who... Look at the difference between Beaupre and, say, Rick O'Donnell. This is another thing I'd like to ask Rick O'Donnell, who's running against Ed Perlmutter. Rick, why do your television commercials leave out the fact that you're not a Republican? How come they don't talk about you being a Republican? Rick, are you scared of the GOP? Are you scared of what the GOP represents? Anybody ever seen any of those TV ads that Rick O'Donnell runs? You seen those, Gina?
No.
They just say Rick O'Donnell for Congress. They don't say Rick O'Donnell Republican for Congress. Why is that?
I don't know.
Is he scared of the GOP? I would be, of course, with everything that's going on. But what is he scared? And here's another guy who wants to have it both ways. On one hand, he brings in George W. Bush to raise cash for him. But then on the other hand, he doesn't want to admit he's from the president's party. What's up with that?
I don't know.
How does that work?
A little cowardly, maybe.
Yeah. And by the way, tomorrow's the last day for Coloradoans to register to vote. I've already got my absentee ballot paperwork in. What about you? Are you registered to vote?
I'm registered. Just got registered.
You got to vote absentee.
I have to?
Well, you don't have to, but I wouldn't trust those machines. Do you trust those machines?
Okay. I don't know. I've only lived in Colorado a few months.
Even though I know you're voting straight Republican all the way.
Stop.
You are, aren't you?
You're not supposed to say that over the air.
Well, see, you can deny it. You can say it's not true.
Does that mean you're voting straight Democrat?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm happy to say that I am. Because I don't think that there is a bad Democrat out there running. And if there is one, I'd like to know who it is. This is one of the first states I've ever been in where everybody who's running, to me, is great. And this is one of the first states I've lived in where I've I clearly say this on the air. I have given campaign money to Ritter, to Piccioni, to Perlmutter, to Fawcett, to Winter, to Morgan Carroll.
Wow.
And more. There's more candidates out there that I've given money to. Now, I'm not saying I've given large amounts of money, but I've given money.
Well, good for you.
Yeah, man. I'm active. Let's go get them. But since I know you're voting Republican, I'm going to figure out a way to get you to stay home. I'm going to engage in voter suppression by sending you a flyer like the Republicans do, saying the election has been postponed and won't be held until the next day.
Now, that's anti-American.
Well, then your own Republican Party doesn't. So I just thought I'd do it to you, Gina. I'll send you an email.
Thanks,
Jay. Since you're new to Colorado, here's how you vote. All right. Traffic really hasn't been that bad this morning.
It hasn't. We just cleared a late morning problem southbound 25 on the ramp to 38, but we're smoothing out through there now. Still catching some heavy volume southbound 25 out of Thornton North Glen. And in Aurora, we always get that snag southbound 225 right as you head through the tech center. Other than that, we're in pretty good shape.
Are you spending too much money maintaining your office or home computers? This is John Hogan with PC Answers. Starting at less than $100, a PC Answers technician will come to your home or office and solve all of your computer problems quickly and painlessly.
Call PC Answers today at 303-548-1414 or visit them at pc-answers.com. That's pc-answers.com, 303-548-1414. A proud member of Tom Martino's Troubleshooter Network at troubleshooter.com.
Okay, for all you people who wear glasses, open your eyes. Your glasses aren't doing jack to improve your natural eyesight. Not one thing. Oh, don't get me wrong. You may be able to see better when you put them on, but glasses are nothing more than a crutch. A momentary patch job on a problem that may actually be improved by you. And I'm not talking about LASIK or some other surgery with people poking around your eyeballs. No, I'm talking about a simple system from Vision Improvement Technology that you can do on your own that just may strengthen your natural eyesight and help you start seeing more clearly. The award-winning doctors who created it believe it can totally eliminate or reduce your dependence on glasses or contacts once and for all. This is for real. It's a real system created by real doctors. But don't take our word for it. Let us send you a free video to see this program firsthand for yourself. A free video just for calling. Call 1-800-220-1174. That's 1-800-220-1174. 1-800-220-1174.
Online advertising spending is expected to grow drastically in 2006 as more companies realize that internet advertising can be effective and affordable. Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how you can get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Give us a call and find out if internet advertising can make your business money. Call 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
I'm Mike Shanahan of the Denver Broncos. Some things I keep secret, like the running back rotation. Other things I share. For mortgages, go see my friends in American Financing.
Thanks, Coach. This is Damian Maldonado, founder of American Financing. We're locally owned and operated. We have no commissioned loan officers, so our only job is to get you the best loan possible.
Damian, tell us about the Magic Mortgage.
The Magic Mortgage lets you select the payment that's best for your budget. You can choose a regular payment, interest only, or convert it to a 15-year loan without requalifying. You can change your monthly payment any month or every month. Whether you need a refi or a new home loan, we have the widest range of products.
So you make the call. Tell them Mike Shanahan sent you and your appraisal's free. Make the right move. Call my team of experts at American Financing.
We're redefining how home mortgages are done. Call us now at 303-695-7000. That's 695-7000. Or on the net at AmericanFinancing.net.
You owe it to yourself to find out about this. The 5.75% rate with only a 5.99 APR in 6 months with no payments won't last long, so don't wait. Call right now. I'll give you the number. 303-423-7171. That's 303-423-7171. 303-423-7171.
You've got Jay in the Morning.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760. Progressive Time.
Oh, yeah. coming to town the 24th this month.
Next month. To say you are my friend.
Anybody got any Dylan tickets they can spare?
When I was down,
we'll work for Dylan tickets. I love him, man. He was in the New York Times again yesterday in the arts section. Bob Dylan is everywhere. And his CD's great. I love him. And I'm going to buy tickets to go to that. I really am. If I get good tickets, well, you know what? I don't even care if I can get bad tickets. I don't care. I'm going. I'm going to see Bob. There's no question. 9:38, 38 minutes after 9, even if it's during the weekday and I got to stay up. What day is the 24th? Is that a Saturday?
If it's the 24th, that would be the Friday after Thanksgiving. I think it's the day after Thanksgiving, isn't it?
Yeah. What's the theater on Colfax? That's where it is. It's the theater on Colfax. I can't think of the name of it.
The Fabulous Fillmore?
Yeah, it might be. Might be the Fillmore. Okay, so now I'm giving Bob a free plug, and everybody else is going to run out and get to Dylan tickets. Could you save me a couple?
If it is November 24th, that is Friday the 24th, so that'd be good.
Yeah, man. Maybe that's what I'll do today. Maybe I'll just go home and listen to Bob Dylan all day. Okay, let's get back to the phones. It's open. Phones, one line open at 303-713-7600. We go to Ellen in Denver. Ellen, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Jay.
Hi.
I didn't see The Departed, but I went and saw Camp Jesus this weekend.
Oh, yeah, how was that?
Oh, my panties were in such a tight, tight wad. It was a good film, but it was hard for me to watch because, you know, I was grinding my teeth and biting my knuckles. But let me say something that might sound unrelated for about 15 seconds, but it goes to the core of what that film was about. We've heard a lot about the Amish in the wake of those horrendous shootings. And the Amish church is a Christian denomination. Now, if America were to become a Christian nation of the Amish flavor, there'd be no phones, no electricity, no cars. Women would all have to wear cape dresses and coverings, or as we call them, sin sifters. Men would all have to wear barn door breeches and grow a milk drinker's beard. And what some people may not know, probably most, but not all people would know, that there wouldn't be a military because the Amish don't believe in fighting in the war. They register as conscientious objectors and they serve the country, but not in uniform in what's called 1W service. Now, if the Amish were to say, let's take over the joint and make this an Amish Christian nation, the neocon fundamentalists who want this to be a Christian nation would be you-know-whatting holy bricks. How dare the Amish say that they speak for all Christians? Well, how dare they? How dare they say what they want is Christian? Because Christianity comes in dozens of different flavors. And so here's a novel idea. Why don't we separate church and state? That's what the founding fathers did. So watching them want to take over and what they want to see happen, just really, it both frightens and sickens me. I just find it so offensive.
Yeah, well,
and let me say, the Amish,
I do too.
The Amish were incredibly Christ-like. In the wake of those shootings, the first thing they did was set up a fund for the widow and children of the gunmen. That's what Jesus would do. And that's a lot more Christ-like than anything I have seen. You know, James Dobson, Pat Robertson, Ted Haggard, who actually appears in the film. That's a lot more Christ-like than anything I've seen them do. But they don't want this to be an Amish country.
I try very hard. I had a guy send me an email who started quoting me scripture, getting all this stuff. I just try. You know, the key word here is respect. The key word is respect. Problem is that the authoritarian right-wing Christians, not to be confused with mainstream Christianity, you have no choice but to stand up and condemn them. You have no choice but to stand up and take them on, because they'll ruin the country if we don't. They'll threaten our very liberties and freedoms. And too many mainstream Christians will hear you talking about that, and then they get offended thinking that you're picking on them when you're not picking on them. What you're doing is trying to point out that we're not supposed to live in a theocracy here, that there is a separation of church and state, and that many of their premises about this so-called, quote-unquote, war on Christianity is BS. For instance, what they don't talk about and what they'll never point to is what was in the, I was referring to it earlier, it was in the New York Times yesterday, big long article, that faith-based institutions, such as child care and other things, in many states, and they used Alabama as an example, is exempt from any kind of state regulation and gets unprecedented tax breaks, which private businesses don't get. They don't get those same breaks. So yeah, they're being given a lot of stuff here on the taxpayer dollar, and this is the stuff that the James Dobsons, that the Tony Perkins, that the Jerry Falwells, that the Bill O'Reillys, that the Rush Limbaughs, that all these folks will never, ever, ever bring up and never will admit. All they're trying to do, all they're trying to do is they're trying to whip up this paranoia that they're being discriminated against, when indeed, if I run a daycare center in Alabama, I'm the one who's getting discriminated against.
Yeah, yeah, and not to mention the fact that Jesus said, and I quote, render unto Caesar that which is his. I mean, yet they complain about paying taxes. And don't get picked on. I mean, it's just ridiculous. I mean, I'm blessed, Brother Jay. I went to a Christian university where we were pointed out immediately all the problems with biblical literalism, believe it or not. I can get into a scriptural discussion with someone who was featured in that, and I can shoot holes in literally every argument they've got with scripture.
Well, how can you be a persecuted minority when Christianity is 85% of the nation?
I know. I guess, I don't know. George Bush used the term. I guess that'd be fuzzy math now, wouldn't it?
It would be. Thank you, Ellen. Appreciate the call.
Thank you.
All right. Let's quickly go to Jeff in Evergreen. Jeff, hi. You're on AM 760. Good morning.
Bojangles, Jay.
Hey, man. What's up?
Well, I've stopped answering my phone. I must have the weirdest demographic in the county. I'm getting 6 or 8 robocalls a day.
Oh, jeez.
But one came through the other night that is really amazing. It's a robocall against Joan Fitzgerald. Now, I don't know who's running against Joan Fitzgerald. I thought it was Mike Myers. But it's a robocall that says she doesn't let her kids recite the Pledge of Allegiance. She's against the Pledge of Allegiance.
Oh, that's nonsense. That's a smear. That is an absolute outright lie.
But here's the thing, Jay. They do not identify who is calling. Now, even when the Trailhead group calls, they say, this is the Trailhead group. Or if, who is it? Tancredo's robocalls or whoever, they identify who they are. That's the law, I thought.
Yeah, I thought it was, too. All right, do you have it? Can you play it?
Well, we can try. I have it on the machine. I don't know how if it's going to come out garbled. Can I try it?
Yeah, just stick the phone up there and play it.
Okay.
You have one old message. Friday.
Here it comes.
25 p.m.
Hi, this is Sandy. I just came across some really disturbing news about Senator Joan Fitzgerald, and I'm so upset I had to call you. Did you know Joan Fitzgerald voted against having her children say the Pledge of Allegiance at school? You know, I don't care where you stand politically, having kids say the Pledge is pretty basic to teaching civics. I remember starting every day with the Pledge, and I know my parents did too. But we're making vote no on that. Why doesn't Joan Fitzgerald want our kids to say the Pledge of Allegiance in school? Boy, I knew she was a liberal, but I didn't know she was an extremist. I just can't talk anymore. I'm so upset. Ah, my...
Hi, I'm Andy. Ooh, isn't my purse good looking? You know what? Andy, go walk Colfax Boulevard and earn a living, okay? I mean, that is like that is the biggest distortion, and you're right, they don't identify, and I'm so mad I can't talk anymore. They don't identify who that is? That is the worst. I'd love to know where that's coming from.
Well, I tried to call Joan Fitzgerald's office. I don't have her campaign number, so I called down the state senate, but they're off today. And maybe I could appeal if anybody from her office is listening, her campaign office, they could call up and tell us what we do about it. I mean, you know, whether this should be a legal proceeding or whether they need a copy of it. Well, now it's on iPod, so thank you, 760. But I don't think I'm the only person who got this call.
All right, if anybody else got this Joan Fitzgerald call and can forward it to us somehow via email, if you have the ability to be able to do that, please do it. Go to am760.net. We need a copy of this. We've got yours, of course, Jeff, but we need to get another copy. We can get a cleaner copy of it. And we can't do it tomorrow, but on Wednesday, will get, if we have to play your copy or if anybody can send us a copy, we'll get Pat Walk on here and we'll get her to respond to it and we'll see what she has to say. And I think the Democratic Party definitely should go to John Southers and definitely should file a complaint, but we got to find out who's doing it first.
Yeah, and if they don't say who it's from, you know, it's anonymous, but I think we can figure out sort of who the three major culprits might be.
Yeah, I think you're right. And one of them has to be the trailhead, but we don't know who the other ones are except for her opponent. And it was in the Denver Post yesterday who's running against her, and I can't remember who it is. I don't have it in front of me. But we'll definitely do some fishing around about this. Thank you, Jeff. I appreciate it.
Thanks a lot, Jay.
Okay,
bye-bye.
You got it. All right, three lines open at 303-713-7600. And it's open phones. Anything you want to talk about? You know what? Full disclosure, too. I've done robocalls. I've recorded robocalls. I recorded a robocall for Molly Cullum. But I didn't come across like that. Mine wasn't a smear call. And I didn't come across like this. Woo! Anyway, if anybody's got a copy of that Joan Fitzgerald smear job robocall, please get in touch with us at AM76.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Major delays there. Boulder Turnpike in good shape, but again, delays eastbound on I-70 due to an accident at Peoria. Weather forecast, cloudy, rainy, turning to snow later in the day, high of only 42. Rain and snow showers tonight, clearing late, low 27, partly sunny and 55 tomorrow, and then another round on the way for Wednesday of some snow. Right now, though, it's 40 degrees. Rick Morgan, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Check out KeyBank's home equity loans, all with no closing costs or annual fee. They're a smart way to get the money you need.
I'm Jim Dietforst, owner of Cottman Transmission at Broadway and Yale. If you're in need of a reliable, honest quote or service on your vehicle, come see us at Cottman Transmission today. You might be surprised at how different we do business. We pride ourselves on giving our customers the very best quality service, so you'll never feel like a number when you're here. At Cottman, we're more than just transmission specialists. We're a part of the community, and we're here for you. Call us anytime at 303-761-8841. That's 303-761-8841.
Do you know the secrets to making money on the Internet and with online auctions? People are making so much cash on the Internet, including the Internet's largest marketplace, eBay, that they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you, with a CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions, which is yours absolutely free of charge by calling right now 1-800-226-9008. Hurry, there's only a limited number of these free CDs available. 1-800-226-9008. This free CD is brought to you by Internet Speedway, a group of professionals who've made fortunes with the Internet and sites like eBay. Now, for the first time, they're sharing their tips with the general public. With this free CD, you'll learn how you can sell products on the Internet that you'll never have to see, store, or even pay for. Learn the simple strategies to online auctions from the professionals. Request your free CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions while supplies last. Just call 1-800-226-9008. The sooner you call, the sooner you'll know the secrets to true Internet wealth. That's 1-800-226-9008.
Colorado, for that matter. So we'll be telling you more about that coming up as we get closer. Right now, though, I want to tell you about Rocky's Autos and the fact that, yes, I talk about them every single day, and no wonder, because they're just great people, and they are Colorado's number one volume dealer. How do they do that? Well, they do it because customer service is what they're all about. That's what they're all about. And when I went to their business meeting on Friday, they stressed that to the personnel about customer service. They're there for you, the customer. Why? Because they know that you'll tell your friends about it, that you'll come back, and that makes them Colorado's number one dealer, the volume dealer. The other thing that makes them number one is they have a large, diverse inventory. All kinds of vehicles, everything you can think of, from Ford, Chevy, Dodge, Nissan, Toyota, Honda, Saab, Pontiac, Volkswagen, and the list just goes on and on. Plus, the best people working there. My brothers, the Al Shears, Tom and Marv, they're great people. Spanky Herrera, good folks. Fred Labrato, good guy. Gerard Menard, good guy. Johnny Mays, good people. They're all good people there. They work very, very hard. There are so many people behind the scenes that I don't have time to mention. They just work very, very hard. They're good folks. They're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Check them out on the internet at RockiesAutos.com. Pre-qualify for a car loan. And see that commercial that got a little blurb in the Denver Post yesterday about being clever. See it. If you haven't seen it on TV already, you can check it out there. Rockies Autos, go see them. Great place to buy a car. Mary and I have been customers 7-8 years now. Corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
At Aetna, we want you to know that the right information can help you make better decisions, that your small business can now have a big range of health plans.
Today's Aetna offers Colorado easy and affordable benefits plans designed just for small businesses, including health, pharmacy, dental, disability, and life insurance, even consumer-directed solutions like HSAs.
At Aetna, we want you to know that your health care network can be as strong as your business network.
Aetna offers over 7,400 primary care and specialist physicians in our strong statewide network.
At Aetna, we want you to know that even though we insure nationally, we serve locally.
To better serve small businesses, Aetna has staff located right here in Denver.
At Aetna, we want you to know, because with the right information, you can make better healthcare decisions. To find out more, call your broker or Aetna representative.
Plans are offered by Aetna Life Insurance Company. Health insurance plans contain exclusions and limitations. Colorado Network data as of 6/106.
The truth all day, every day. This is Al Franken on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
It's 9:54, 54 minutes past the hour. High today, 39. Rain turning to snow, mixed with snow. I got to play this. I got to play this before we run out of time. This is the creepiest cut on the Foley situation I have ever heard. But the thing you got to listen to is the very end of it. And I never really realized how creepy James Dobson really sounds. Check this out.
We condemn the Foley affair categorically, and we also believe that what Mr. Clinton did was one of the most embarrassing and wicked things ever done by a president in power. Let me remind you, sir, that it was not just James Dobson who found the Lewinsky affair reprehensible. More than 140 newspapers called for Clinton's resignation. But the president didn't do what Mr. Foley has done in leaving. He stayed in office, and he lied to the grand jury to obscure the facts. As it turns out, Mr. Foley has had illicit sex with no one that we know of, and the whole thing turned out to be what some people are now saying was a sort of a joke by the boy and some of the other pages.
This guy's in deep denial. Okay, that's kid-like logic. Well, I don't want to talk about myself. What about Johnny? Johnny did this. Well, we all know about the Clinton situation, but what about the Foley situation? And also that it's a prank? Yeah, right. You got it, James. You hang in there, creepy sounding, you know what. Let's go to Charlie in Arvada. Charlie, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay. The point that Truman made about telling the truth, we just need to tell the truth about them, and they just think we're giving them hell. Well, you know, that's the point about all of these issues, that we just need to get the truth out about people before an election as opposed to after an election. And I had a few points I wanted to make. One thing that I wanted to plug the, before I get into this other thing, plug the Bill Winner, Russ Feingold, open. There is a town hall meeting happening at 10:30 today.
Right, you need to hurry up, though, because we're running out of time.
Okay, there it's 4335 West 44th. There's a fundraiser at the Denver Dry Goods Building at noon for Feingold and Bill Winner. There's a candidate in State House District 29, a Republican called Affie Ellis, and none of her campaign literature and none of the biographies of her in the papers talk about what her actual job title was, and she was the Director of Congressional and Public Affairs for the National Indian Gaming Commission. So you talk about Jack Abramoff. All this stuff with Abramoff happened on her watch. And she says that what she wants to do when she gets in is create an independent ethics committee to review ethics complaints against politicians at the Capitol. I just wanted to just tell people that they don't always know even the minimum about the candidate. And I just wanted to get that out. That's in, again, House District 29. Bob Beaupre is a co-owner of McStain Homes, which I think is an advertiser to your station.
Yeah, they're on here.
Yeah, I didn't know if you were aware of that or not. But just wanted to just tell people just to get these, get the word out on these people, what the truth is. And I just wanted to mention that disabled American veterans on Project Vote Smart have their ratings of Republicans versus Democrats, and the Republicans are just dismal or just almost zero in their ratings.
Yeah, you know what? I wouldn't, Charlie, I wouldn't doubt that for a minute. Thank you, man. Great call. Appreciate the call.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, tomorrow, last day to register to vote. Get out there, make sure you're registered. Get out there, make sure you vote. Talk to you tomorrow morning.
By actively involving ourselves in our children's lives, we can direct them toward activities that allow them to feel good about themselves and their accomplishments. Hobbies and sports can provide positive experiences, and family activities help establish strong family values. This important message is from Shiloh House at 6400 West Coal Mine Avenue in Littleton, a quality residential treatment center specializing in outpatient programs, foster care, in-home programs, abuse treatment, and more. Call Shiloh House at 932-9599.
Hey, this is Rachel Maddow. You know, I got my start in radio by entering a local contest. Believe it or not, it's true.
Think you can handle hosting a talk show of your own?
We're looking for America's next progressive radio star.
Here's a shot at winning your own nationally syndicated weekend radio talk show.
Get the details on how you can be heard on progressive talk stations from coast to...
How secure is your computer network? Computer security breaches are an ever-increasing risk to your business.